You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Check it out. Listeners are winning huge cash prizes every week at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy football means no season-long commitment. Play whenever you want, man. Got an injured player? No problem, dude. It's like a new season every single week. So you're never stuck with the same players. Pick your team in minutes, and you can be on your way to winning cash prizes. Okay? Hurry up and get free entry into the $100,000 fantasy football contest this weekend. It's this weekend where first place takes home 10 grand. Head to DraftKings.com now and enter code Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, to play for free. DraftKings.com, bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter Kelly for free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Welcome, welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. And sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense.
It's Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude
podcast.
No topics, no directions. But I love doing it.
On riotcast.com.
That's right, fuckers. Woo!
I do like this music.
Look who we have here.
Bobby, thank you so much for the invites.
Dude.
Cool.
We have a very, very special fucking episode of the You Know What, Dude podcast with a very, very special guest. I mean, amazing. I can't believe we got him. Chris Scopo is here.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes. We have Anthony Cumia.
Yes. Thank you.
What's up, buddy?
I just got done doing my show.
Really?
And we got in the car, came out here, and... You know, from suburbia.
Well, we have, I can't believe I got you on my show. I can't believe you're out of the fucking burbs.
I left the house, which at this point is an effort. Because I'm at the point now, everything is in my house. I never have to leave.
Yeah.
I leave when I choose to now.
Yeah, that's called fuck you money.
It's or Howard Hughes type insanity, or the other. Once I start pissing in bottles, there's a problem.
Well, you're in your fucking theater. Milk? Milk. Do I have one milk? Two
just
milks.
Milk.
Okay. Listen, I put together a special show for you tonight.
Ooh.
Scopo, let's introduce the cast. Of people that I've put together a special Anthony Cumia show.
I'm sure, that's just going to be great.
Let's bring out the fucking YKWD cast we got for you.
I know exactly.
Introducing
what's
first,
we have Collins.
Brandon Collins,
yes. Very funny comedian.
Very funny comedian. Sir. Let's introduce our. So wait a minute. Hang on. Let him sit down. Go to three. Here we go. How you doing?
Back there.
Do you know Anthony?
Nice, sir.
Good.
We haven't met. How you doing, man?
Okay. Let's introduce our second guest.
Very funny comedian, Mike Brown, everybody.
Mike Brown.
Mike Brown, take a seat.
Keep it going.
And when I say Brown, I mean Brown.
Jeez.
I'm Kel. What's up, man?
How you doing, man? What's happening?
And let's round this out.
YKWD
Move over a little
here.
Bit.
Yeah, I got you.
Where is he? I'll give you a hand. Will Sylvan.
Will Sylvan.
All right, Will.
We got Will. Yo, what's up? Hang on. We got more.
A black girl for you. Yeah, we got the next best thing.
Here a Filipino. We got a Filipino.
Everybody.
We got a Filipino. I couldn't get a black chick. No black chick wanted to come on the show.
Well, you think this is outrageous or something?
No, this just actually happened.
It really
I was sitting here going, wait a minute. I looked around the room. I go, wait, what the fuck? I go, these guys were booked already. And then I was like, this is hilarious.
You're like, I don't know black people. You hang out with black people at all?
Well, now you know fucking three more. So now you have to five.
And a Filipino.
And a Filipino.
And a Filipino.
I'm game for anyone as long as isn't that DeRosa scumbag.
Jesus.
Poor Joe.
Coming in hot.
Coming in.
That's going to get some tweets.
Now I'm going to have fucking DeRosa's going to call me, dude, can you take that down?
God. Not for him.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Oh, that's cool.
Dude, you are controversial. You're a hot topic.
Oh, I'm so controversial.
Dude. Well,
that's great.
I told him all to come out really hard, but he can't.
It's fucking adorable.
He can't.
It's like Carlton.
You know, I wear a college shirt.
He's wearing a college shirt and then a sweater over it.
It's not cold, motherfucker. It's cold outside.
Mike's cold, too. He's like, look at him.
We're not white guys. We're wearing shorts and shorts and shit.
That's the first time you've ever said motherfucker. Yeah. I've never heard you say
it. He was practicing in the back.
Last time you called me fat.
You got your street cred today.
Well, we have this
coming up, Brandon, today.
You really are adorable.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't be threatened by you at all. I feel like I could ask you, like, which "your" to use in a sentence.
What if I had, like, a scar on my face?
If you had a scar on your face, I'd be like, you got beat up. You were bullied. You were bullied by Mike and Will.
I fell off his skateboard.
What the fuck? You know what? Will, first of all, Will Sylvester, everybody. I don't understand.
I pronounced that correctly. Skateboard. I said
did that
skateboard.
Right.
I know. It's not what I'm talking about. Usually you have more oomph. You come in.
What do you expect me to do? I'm sitting here. I told you I had a big ass falafel.
That's what it does to you?
Okay. You know when you eat and how you feel?
Did you just ask me that?
You know Bobby knows how to eat.
First of all, Bobby loves to eat.
You see fucking Anthony's eyebrows go up from the old O&A days.
Exactly.
Fucking him and Jimmy. You look for a little bald fucking pale douche.
Pavlov's scumbag. All of a sudden, that bell rang. And
well, dude, I'm so excited you came on the show. It's first of all, how is your show going?
Thank God, Knockwood. Really going well. I'm very surprised it is. And it's just because I put the right people in place, because I don't do anything. I'm lazy. Yeah. I'm terrible. Yeah. So I have the right people doing all the other shit. So right. I pretty much just have to roll out of bed and do a show.
Now, but this is what I'm saying is, like, don't you find that that's very dangerous, dude, to be able to roll out of fucking bed and do a show? There's going to be one day where you go, you know what? Let's do it tomorrow.
Nah, I can't do that. And I do prepare for it. I'm pulling clips and sound and stories and shit like that. So,
right.
Yeah, obviously I'm not leaving everything to other people like I did at SiriusXM.
Right.
I literally used to come wheeling in 5 minutes before showtime. Sometimes 5 minutes after.
Yeah,
sometimes 10 minutes after.
I remember when they first got the job, I'd go into XM when you were at XM.
Yeah.
There was newspapers out. They did, like, show prep.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they'd talk articles.
What do you think of this story? We should bounce this around a little bit.
Yeah. For a fucking week.
Yeah.
You did that for a week.
Then
and that was it.
Well, that's how long it takes for management to beat you down to the point where you don't want to do anything anyway.
Really? The man.
Oh, yeah, and that was another. And leaving was the other thing. 10 o'clock on the button. It was like cartoon characters left the room. You see that smoke? And well, just gone.
Right,
I couldn't be bothered with meetings or because I didn't think management could do anything for us.
Really?
They could not give us any suggestions or anything that was going to better the show. And anything we gave them to run with, like, hey, we'd like to do this, they just didn't do anyway.
Right.
So it just turned into, I'm going to show up. I'm going to do my part. But that's all I'm going to do.
Right.
And now it's a different story. You know, I got to make this fucking work.
You better.
Yeah.
You got a fucking dinosaur in your backyard. I can't wait.
I don't have to sell the dinosaur.
I'm taking that away.
I can't wait till that's in the front yard with a tag on it. I'll be the first one to buy it just for shits and giggles.
Take my dinosaur. Oh,
I'd love to see a yard sale at your house.
Please, I'd burn the whole place down first.
If some fucking stupid toy helicopter cost you $9,000.
Sell it for $82.
Market value.
All my neighbors are Jewish. They could tell me how to burn a place for money.
Jesus Christ. What, you haven't had enough. We're in a Jewish place.
Oh.
I don't want to get kicked out of my studio.
Shalom.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, right.
Anthony's getting everybody fired. Bobby got
Bobby got
the nice hot boot. Well, it's funny. You did mention DeRosa. Did you work that shit out?
No.
Doesn't sound like it.
Did you hear that, Joe Rogan?
Hang on. Before
Joe DeRosa was being a dick. to me. You know, I got fired. And I think most people that know me know the story, but briefly, I was taking pictures at 4 a.m. in Times Square.
Right.
I took some really nice pictures. They weren't punk pictures. They weren't upskirts. They weren't fucking trying to dog anybody. They were real fucking nice pictures. Yeah. I posted a lot of them.
Right, yeah.
So I'm taking one picture of this woman. She's walking away from me through scaffolding that was lit really nicely. It's 4 a.m. Great. Narrow depth of field. It just looked fucking phenomenal for a late night Manhattan picture.
Fucking Ansel Adams.
Exactly.
We get it. Fucking panicking because two black guys are right on your
No.
Dude, there was a foreground and a
it
fuck
was
off.
Beautiful.
You got a fucking point and shoot, Dick Bay.
So fucking.
It's not like, looks like you were fucking using an f-stop fuck face.
I was. It was my cannon.
You got fucking three black guys breathing down your neck with a flat ass Filipino looking right at you. I'm kidding.
I take offense.
Kidding.
Let's see your booty.
Oh, my, honey, believe me, I have a fucking booty. Chinese girl booty.
Example.
Fucking awful.
Go on, Anthony.
Yeah, Buddha.
I think you're hot as shit.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so this black chick sees, doesn't even see, she hears the fucking shutter clicking.
Right. Why didn't you shut that off?
It's a real camera, not a sound effect. Yeah, it's an actual camera.
You actually had a fucking bulb that went off.
Yeah,
like Doc Holliday was getting a photo
on a piece of wood.
You
lost all your bulbs when you tried to run away.
A 100 apiece. She turns around. She goes, "You white motherfucker!" and comes right at me.
Right.
And
you are white.
And start. I know.
That's
and a motherfucker.
You probably a motherfucker here or there. Yeah.
And she fucking just started punching me in the head.
Really?
Oh. Like, you don't take my fucking picture, motherfucker. Would you? And I'm
was
like,
she drunk?
Hey, whoa. No, I think she was either a prostitute or a stripper.
Right.
At that hour, she's dressed like really in some fucking revealing.
Oh,
shit.
She just came from
that
a prom.
Just be a good
alone
night.
And yeah.
It could just be a good night for myself.
Yeah, that's it. And I saw cum dripping down her leg.
Nice.
Did you at any point start describing everything you did with us with that picture? Like, no, you don't understand the background.
Well, you don't understand. Miss, let me tell you about the narrow depth of field.
Yeah.
What, motherfucker? Would you call me narrow? What, motherfucker? You call me a depth, motherfucker?
Oh, notice.
This motherfucker just called me narrow. My pussy ain't narrow.
I know you did it.
It's my motherfucking prom night.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. A Pentax K, what, motherfucker?
She came after me.
Yeah.
And I put my arm up, but I'm not going to hit her or anything. She just belted me upside the head,
you know?
So I'm just like, what the fuck, you cunt? What the fuck
she
you
said
doing?
Cunt.
Yeah, she was being a cunt.
A cunt. And, a cunt is always funny when you sing it like Kenny Loggins. Cunt. Fucking cunt.
So it went on and on for a little while. And then I was walking home afterwards. Yeah. There were no cops or anything around. Yeah. Fuck it. What are you going to, you know, officer, I was beat up by a fucking.
You're never
going to
win
Square.
That. Yeah, you're
no.
You touch a woman, you're never going to win that.
Whatever. We know the fucking story. I think everybody knows the story, right?
I never thought it was in danger.
I don't want you to make it live through. Everybody fucking knows the story. Yeah.
But I tweeted a bunch of shit about it. Yeah. I was angry and stuff, and I'm just like,
I wouldn't say it. I'd say them, but go ahead. You get yourself deeper and deeper, but go ahead.
No.
Like, you got a woman and black eyes, by the way.
Serious decides, you know.
You really don't know how to use fucking words, do you?
Serious decides because I get, you know, smacked around in fucking Times Square. That
you want some help from Will with some words? Maybe if you mush them up, they won't understand you. All right.
Where's the hanky sheet? Where's the hanky sheet?
It's not it's a fucking bandana.
Tie the hanky sheet around your fucking mic.
Now everybody's calling it a hanky sheet too. Which
everybody's
is
calling it.
It's a bomb bandana.
It's a
so
like a
what? You know,
right, we have bombs and a bandana goes on the mic.
He starts calling it a hanky sheet. Now they're turning on me.
Personally, it looks like a cum rag to me.
When Will was a kid, his mom referred to him as a hanky sheet. All right,
give him the hanky sheet. Give him the hanky sheet.
What
the?
You
know what? Anybody want some of this?
Okay. All right. I don't like lazy, tired, fucking falafel belly Will. I like energetic Haitian mushmouth Will. All right? So go ahead. So then what happened?
Well, I tweeted about it, and they got pissed at the violent tone of my tweets because I said, I hope she goes up to a homeboy like that and he shoots her in the fucking face.
Right, yeah.
Because just smacking him in the fucking head and saying shit. Aside from, you know, as opposed to me, who was, you know, pretty cordial as I was getting smacked. Right. And then I get fired because I'm pissed that some bitch smacked me around in the face.
Right. Yeah.
Fuck that place.
Right, right.
They can blow me.
You got attacked. Yeah.
So DeRosa, that's where it goes back to. DeRosa decides, you know, he had this big conference with himself, I guess, and decides that I now shouldn't be talked to.
L.A. is very lonely, though. You do wind up having conferences with yourself. I've had a couple.
And the worst thing was, he goes, you know, how am I going to be able to hang out with him? You know, what am I going to tell my black friends?
What?
It's like, oh, shut the fuck up.
The same thing we told our black friends. Hey, he's a crazy fucking wop from Long Island. What do you expect him to say?
It's the bill of every Italian from Long Island.
He's a fucking gun-owning wop that hates taxes. What do you want him to say when a black girl beats the shit out of him, fucking pussy?
Oh, Christ. So DeRosa was just giving me shit. He went on Rogan's show. Yeah, Rogan's show. Started talking shit. So.
Did you hear it?
I listened to that one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah. I listened too.
Yeah, Brandon listened to that. He just gave me the footnotes.
But why is it so high?
I actually typed out the footnotes, bro.
So, no, we haven't. And Joe was a good friend of mine.
Have
we
you
went
seen...
out drinking and fucking hanging
friends.
Out.
Yeah, yeah. I thought you guys were homeboys.
You know, we were fucking, we had a good time. When we went
but his
out
whole thing was that he, like, you guys weren't talking, right? Like, he reached out to you and then...
No,
that's what he said
in
the episode.
Or... What did I have to call Joe DeRosa, my girlfriend, to fucking tell him what happened to me?
Girl, like, did you hear?
Did you hear, Joe?
Here's what I think. Look, Patrice always used to say this. What's good for you is good. You know what I mean? And people don't fucking understand that. What's good for me is good. What's good.
Right.
But it isn't always good for you. But it's good for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even I, when the shit was going down, we're all getting attacked by the stand for Ant. Cancel your subscription. First of all, I'm not doing that because how am I going to listen to Howard Stern every fucking morning? The great fucking awesome Oz of radio if I cancel my subscription. I'm not doing that. Do you think I listen to you fucking assholes? You're out of your mind. Especially when I'm on it. I'm not fucking listening to my fucking mush mouth.
Oh,
is it Jim? Is it Bob? How can you tell? But it was hard for me because nobody knew what to do. Here's your friend who's like just got fired for fucking going on some stupid Twitter rant that you could go and now you have to pick up. What is it? Maybe. What a fucking duck. And then you get fired and then all these people is coming at our fans literally divided down the middle. And it was like some fucking old like war thing with countries and they split. And then we had
it's
you have
ridiculous.
To stand with Ant. And I'm like, well, fucking, I care about Ant. I don't want him to fucking go to jail. I don't want him
exactly.
to lose his job. I don't want.
And I heard from a lot of people, and it was fine and everything. People reached out, but I wasn't going to post a list of who called me and who didn't and shit on Twitter to appease the fucking animals that are on
but
Twitter.
Billy Burr in Montreal literally said it the best. He said, in reality, it's fucking eight people. It's fucking the same eight people going, stand with Ant. All the other people, they didn't fucking yell at anybody.
No,
they just went and they stood with you, and they stood with Opie and Anthony, and I mean Opie and Jim, and it was like, but there was like a bunch of people. There was only a small percentage going, "You're a fucking cunt if you don't." I mean, it's a very small percentage
they
that were attacking us.
Literally wanted a list,
and
of everyone that did and didn't. And
right.
I'm like, yeah, I'm a little busy here.
A little busy.
a month to get this
to
up and running. exactly.
If your number one priority is being that much of a loser, to sit there on the internet and complain.
I just had a Jag delivered. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, I imagine
that.
That's fucking great.
Go out with a bang, baby.
Hang on, a Jag. He's not being racist again. It's a car.
I thought he said a Jack.
No, it's a car. Will you please fucking
it all.
You say the whole word?
You can't abbreviate shit.
No, I thought he said Jack.
Have you learned anything?
I really have to enunciate here. Fucking crazy.
Jack.
Motherfucker just called me?
He's called me a Jag.
Motherfucker, I ain't even heard that one before.
I
am fucking
right.
He's making up shit out of my face.
Making up new shit.
Motherfucker right next to me.
Why does that sound? That could be a good one.
Yeah. You fucking Jag. What? You know what I mean.
Evans could go back to a show like they didn't know.
Guys, please give it up for Key and Peele, by the way. I couldn't believe I got them. They said yes.
You're the guy. Fucking guy.
Who's Keel? Who's Peele?
Who do you think?
Who do you think? Yeah.
Go to your fucking
Oh, there
thing.
It is.
Who are you? I wonder if a bunch of people bought tickets to our show because they think we're Key and Peele. They're like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Close enough.
And then they leave. They're like, not as funny. Not as funny. They did, like, stand-up. They didn't do improv. But here's the thing with the whole DeRosa thing. I heard the one when he called up.
Yeah,
you guys talked, and it seemed like you guys worked it out by the end.
No, I did. I told him I fucking extended an olive branch there. I said, look, let's go out. We'll have a beer or something like that. And he was like, just kind of blew me off.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, maybe I missed that part. Fuck you.
Wow.
Oh, you said fuck you?
No, I didn't. Oh. To myself.
Well, now
he just said it tonight. Fuck you.
The only time Anthony says fuck you is on Twitter after you beat him up.
Yeah. At 5 a.m.
I love seeing his tweets at like 5 a.m. When you were working for Sears, like 5:30, I'm like, aren't you? Don't you have work in 20 minutes? Like, what's going on right now?
Listen, when you date 21-year-olds, you have to stay up. He had to pack a lunch, get her backpack ready.
I do have a question for you. I do have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
That morning,
what's it like to be you?
That morning, why didn't you just go to sleep and talk about it on the show the next morning?
Because I was genuinely pissed. It wasn't like a thing like, oh, let me show everyone how mad I was so pissed and had that forum to just like fucking spew anger. And that's what I did. I tweeted that shit on my way in between.
Did you forget that you were fucking like? Did you understand the concept that you're kind
of
famous?
You
know what I mean? You're kind of high profile. It's not like you're fucking average dickwad from Long Island.
I silly me thought with the fucking show I've done and the stuff that we did on the air that I would get a little more leeway than an anchor man on fucking Fox News or CNN or something.
Yeah, definitely.
See, I thought that was what was fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, you've built a career on being an asshole.
Exactly.
How the fuck can they sit this there is, and fire you for something?
This is you guys are definitely fucking after the show, right?
Yeah. This is what happened.
I'm a little too old for him, actually.
But she's 22.
No, I fucked the 22-year-old. We got something in common. Like
to keep it real, this is what happened, right?
Right.
So bring it down.
The tweet hit Black Twitter. All right. Black Twitter is a whole different type of Twitter. It's regular.
It's very slow.
Very slow. Very slow. We only talk about scandal and anything about black people.
Right.
That's all we do.
Right. So hang on 1 second. Yeah. Do you want me to explain this to you?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm actually doing footnotes in my head right now. Okay. I'll send you guys a copy afterwards.
So what happened was the tweets went out, and black. I remember I didn't know the situation. Right. I just saw that we all were like posseing up, like, yo, this dude Anthony said this. And people were like, who's Anthony? Doesn't matter. He said
doesn't
this.
Doesn't matter.
Because the black, because black people, we didn't know.
And his name's Anthony.
Yeah, and his name, Ant?
Like, Italian, no. Kumia.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, shit. Yeah. He called me a jag, what? You know what I mean? And then it happened.
Racist.
Yeah, and then that's all that happened. And then it got big and got out of control like the next day. You
know, remember, black people are very sensitive ever since Joe Pesci killed Samuel L. Jackson in Goodfellas.
So you got to remember.
We're always on edge around you, motherfucker. We're always we try to get some coffee, put our pants on, get shit
in
the back of the head.
The truck.
Joe Pesci kills Samuel Jackson, Goodfellas.
You never seen that movie, bro?
Did you say Goodfellas without in Goodfellas? You're back. You're back.
Where'd you go?
You're back, Will. Welcome home, Will.
Hold on. I don't remember Samuel Jackson in Goodfellas.
I'm sorry. What did you just say? He's back. Mushmouth is back.
I'm saying correct. I do not remember Samuel Jackson.
Samuel Jackson was the only black guy in Goodfellas.
He was Stacks. The guy that was supposed to take the truck and get it crushed.
He was one of your bitches, Stacks. Though.
But he left it on the street, and the cops found it and got some proof.
He must have died early in the movie.
No, he died at the end after they did the big heist.
Yeah,
he's the only black guy in Goodfellas.
The only black guy.
I thought you'd be up here with one of your bitches.
Yeah.
You're always late.
But it was a classic Samuel Jackson. Like saying the motherfucker all the time.
Yeah. Well, nah, he was only in it for like 10
calm.
Minutes.
Yeah.
10 minutes.
It was,
like
before it was a quick break.
Yeah.
He was in his underwear, and Jimmy always said he has nice cheeks.
He does.
Norton's like, he's got nice cheeks.
He does. That's exactly the type of cheeks Norton likes.
Yes, yeah. Black and male.
Black man's out. Yeah, that's what Norton
Norton
likes.
Norton gets hard over tidy whiteys. But here's the thing. That shit, it was crazy what happened to you. The thing that bothered me, the only thing that bothered me that they, I understand the fans having an opinion about DeRosa and stuff. The thing that I didn't think was fair about it is that they went and left those reviews. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, it's like, here's the deal. Don't buy it, which hurts more, but if don't just go leave a fucking false review.
If you're genuinely fucking like annoyed or pissed or want to hurt somebody,
yeah.
you're going to do the worst thing you can do to them. Yeah. That's just the way it is. There's no holding. Like, we're in a weird place in 2014 where we think no matter how pissed we are at somebody, we're supposed to, through some political correctness, hold back a few notches.
Right?
Fuck that. You're supposed to not like someone and be annoyed to the point where you want to do the worst thing you can to that person.
Right.
And
I don't think Jesus would agree with this.
No, Jesus wouldn't.
So you understand why they did the worst thing to you.
I understand that. Okay. Yeah. But that's exactly why I said the shit I said and say the shit I say. The thing is context. There's no fucking context anymore. Yeah. You used to be able to differentiate between people like Walter Cronkite and fucking George Carlin. They would say like, oh, George Carlin says this, Walter Cronkite says this. We understand there's a difference between what they can even get away with saying. Right. We're all put in the same fucking category now of don't say that, but no matter what. And it's like,
said on Twitter, though, we couldn't, like, no one can read your tone, no one can understand your intentions. Like, I work virtually, so I correspond with people all in email. Sometimes, if I'm pissed off, that may or may not come off in the email. Like, you know, it's all interpretation.
Yeah, it is, and it's very hard with 140 characters, but I think if you do a little research and read a few tweets back or, you know, just try to capture what is being said.
It's
sometimes
not that
serious. BuzzFeed's always going to put a new screenshot.
But again, why am I being held to a standard that you would hold Tom Brokaw to? It's not the same. We're not the same. I have built a career being a douchebag on the
Breaking
air.
Breaking news. Right. That's this bitch sucks.
That's
it. We've all kind of who the fuck is
who
that?
The hell is
it's
that?
Lady.
Oh my god.
She's funny.
Oh my god, I've never seen you in close. Baby, I swear to God. I've never seen you. I've only seen you in bikinis.
Me too, actually.
That's so fucked up. Come on in, man.
Who's
sit
that?
Down.
Who's
take
that,
take that thing off the
who's that?
Yeah. Yeah, what did you just hire the whitest guys in the world?
It's like you gotta load up.
He's like, you gotta white this room up a little bit.
Who are you?
Surrounded by a bunch
spin
of
that mic over there.
That's Rat.
Grab that mic.
He's the director. He runs all my cameras and stuff.
Oh, I met Rat before. Rat. How you doing? Oh, Jesus Christ. He's fucking... Wow, is he Aryan Nation?
No, not quite. He's a Jew, so...
Oh, are you really?
That's good.
Okay, well,
I have
what's
to keep
name?
Up a quota for my neighborhood.
What's your name? You look like you're one of those douches on Twitter that's just, that just attacks people.
How do you not know him?
We got chinos in the house.
The microphone
Bobby used to come in on the microphone. Did you ever come in on NEW when we were there?
I don't
think so.
No.
The old
never
NEW
did.
Show.
What's your name?
It's Garrett.
Garrett.
He used to be called Stinky.
I don't remember him. Back no, I never NEW. Came in. I came in just at XM.
He worked for us back
right
in
when
the
XM.
NEW days.
And of course, gorgeous friend, I would
Missy,
say.
Missy right there.
Yeah, friend, right? You say friend?
They're all just friends, Bobby.
They're all just friends now.
They're all friends.
Best of friends.
Yeah, you were married. You're married fucking twice, you numbskull.
I was married once.
Well, let's
and that will never
away.
Happen again. And
so
I'm
you were
off
married
of,
to the second
I'm
one.
Off of relationships. I'm off of relationships.
What does that mean?
Oh. That means I am no longer a boyfriend.
Strictly
and I
fucking.
Don't have girlfriends.
So you're a cult leader.
I have girls.
He has the following.
That come over the house.
And do
oh,
what?
Shit.
Hang out.
And what does that entail?
All right, Hugh.
It could entail anything.
Really?
Watching a movie?
What kind of movie? Is it on Nickelodeon? How many DVDs of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang have you been through? Because you burned through them.
When your show comes out, they're all going to know Liz.
I have noticed that it's easier to
fuck
just
younger chicks than to date a chick your own age with a job and a career.
I'm not mad at you for that.
Oh my God.
I'd rather trade the job and career for soft, smooth skin any day. Yeah.
You just don't have problems.
An ass you can flip a coin on.
Yeah, she'd take it as allowance.
Here you go, little penny.
Thanks, Ann. Oh.
It's much easier to just
to go to the ice cream man outside than to take her out for a steak dinner
to buy candy and flowers.
To say you're not in a relationship than it is to lie.
Do you get a balloon afterwards?
See, I went through many years of having to lie and cover up.
Well,
cover
why?
Up what?
Other girls and
you
stuff.
You got a lot to
where I
women?
Was going and things like that. Now you just say where you're going. And you're
so
all
you're saying that
you're
saying that younger girls, you could tell them the truth. but you can't tell all the women the truth.
No, I'm saying you should be able to tell anyone the truth, right? Right.
Yeah.
And older women, I guess you could. I don't know. I don't know any.
Here's the thing. Older
women. I don't know.
Wait, do you have an age you tap out at?
Yeah.
21.
You know what? It's like Logan's Run.
You can drink legally?
This girl is out next year. And she turned 21.
She's gone.
She's gone.
She's
gone.
She's so blonde and youthful and happy.
Yeah. She got a job. She's out.
You're out,
out of college.
How old are you?
She's a babe, though. Give it to her. She's
Do you get paid in the summer in eclair bars?
Gummy bears, actually.
Baby, how old are you?
26.
Speak up.
See? Oh,
hang on. Bunch of smart asses.
It's older than me.
That's 88 to him.
How old are you, Z?
Yeah, I'm 31. I'm 31.
That's 88 and Ant.
That's older than I do.
She has Social Security.
And you just got, she actually literally just got her braces off last week.
Oh, my God.
Hey, she didn't even know she was 26.
I know. False fucking advertising.
Yeah, that's why he's getting rid of you after this.
Oh, you got it?
I love you.
You thought they were baby teeth.
Yeah.
First of all, I just want to stop everything right now.
Yeah.
Just to say that fucking Deepu is the best.
Deepu!
It's not Deepu, it's Deepu. But if you want to say Deepu,
Deepu.
Okay. He is the best. If you have Deepu. A fucking podcast and you want to bring it to the next level, please get yourself your own Indian guy. Not him. This is mine.
No, I'm kidding. The technology.
They're fucking amazing. They're great. They're shitty customer service if you have to call them over the phone. But if they're live, unbelievable. Am I going to get kicked off for Ryan?
That's racist.
I'm going to have to do a podcast with all Indian people. Aziz and a fucking Russell.
The two Indian people.
This is Bradley, can I help you? No, you're not Bradley.
This is literally the most multicultural show you've done since you've been kicked off. This should get you back into fucking serious if you wanted to. This show.
The show is a demonstration on the way back.
Right?
Yeah, it's demonstration.
Come on.
I can work with them.
Al Sharpton in here would be a done deal.
This could be your fucking tape that you show. Guys, look.
This is the tape. Look.
Some blacks. Right?
You got a 26-year-old people haven't seen it.
A high schooler.
Girls.
You got the head of apple schooler. Over there.
You got Jews.
I got Jews. I got a Manny Pacquiao. I got two blacks and a Haitian, which is fucking double black. That's fucking pumpernickel black.
That's like that extra point score in Scrabble black.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the pleasure.
Will is nine syllable words.
Right, yes. That's like having an X on a 6-time score.
Oh, shit.
That's like getting the money sign on the scratch ticket with the number.
You're warning him.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. All right.
Oh, my God.
We have an all-black chat room tonight, too.
Oh.
We got a chat room in Baltimore. No, I'm kidding. Let's go to the chat room real quick. Any questions? What do we got, Deepu? You need a microphone? Yeah. Grab the microphone from the way.
Yeah, take it back, Deepu. It's your mic. Remember,
she doesn't have braces anymore. We don't need her.
Yeah. Scott, she's so... can I just say something about her, your girl?
She smells like baby powder.
Oh, one...
Bubble gum and cotton candy.
It's not like permission slip.
She really...
I guess a falafel went through, right?
She really does smell like toothpaste and jizz. I'm sorry.
Why are you apologizing, man?
She
laughing. What the fuck are you apologizing for?
Listen.
By the way, to Norton, that's the same thing. It's not even here.
Poor Jim.
God. Oh, all right, Jimmy.
Norton does it to a tranny dick when you he squeezes the end and rolls it up. Just so you get that last drop of jizz out of the top. Oh,
last drop there.
Oh, so shit. Graphic.
Okay. So,
like a cock ring.
Oh, shit. So here's the deal. Bobby. Okay. Perfect. All right. So I just want to say before we go to the chat room that she is the type of girl that I've always wanted my whole life. But could never get.
Oh, really?
Honest to God, she's the type. It's she's like,
you mean,
you know.
You mean 26 year olds?
Well,
number two.
That hits you hard. Yeah.
No, because it doesn't make sense. I got 26 year old girls when I was fucking younger. What I'm saying is this. the blonde, like her style of chick, like you know, like girls have styles.
Sure.
She's fits just in that style.
And, just get right. up and show us.
I hear you.
She's that blonde girl, you know, naturally.
Take your shirt off. Yeah, take your shirt off.
Like perfect titties.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she's gonna be a mess in 6 years. But listen,
no. He won't know her. Don't worry about it.
But you'll be able. But you'll
get you get a pass on this for the next. Oh, yeah. You get three stinkers in a row with no bomb bandana. All right, so let's go. I just want to say that she's the type of I remember.
That's very sweet.
In fucking rehab, I met a girl like her at meetings.
That's good.
And I swear to God, just like her. And she was really nice to me.
Might have been her.
And I met.
She was 17 at the time.
This is here's here on this show. This is when you start. This is when you got to watch out on the show. Yeah. When you start to be like tell a story, you're finished because fucking everybody's just waiting. So here's the deal. It's literally, it's like having fish food in your swim trunks. They're gonna fucking just surround your cock and start nibbling. So I was in rehab and I met her and talked to her. Then when I got out, I went to this. AA has this called Icky Pop, International Conference of Young People in LA. AA. Okay, and they rent out it's literally 100,000, 150,000 young people.
Oh boy.
Okay, from the ages of 15 or all the way up to 50, and they take over like a bunch of hotels in Boston. They did this, and they have these huge meetings with thousands of people, 24 hours a day, and it's pretty much meetings, AA, and people fuck just fuck each other's brains out.
Fuck okay.
And hotels that have nothing but bars everywhere.
We're all doing meetings, so you go to a meeting, bearing your soul, not drinking, and then you meet a chick like her and eating her pussy out in a fucking hallway.
Wow,
right?
Nice.
So
in a hallway,
snatch that box. That's
wonderful.
I remember I haven't seen her for a while. I was like a year and a half sober, and I was like maybe 2 months I haven't seen her. I saw her. I ran into her, and I was like, oh my God, and we started talking and all that. I was such a queer when I got sober because I didn't know how to pick up chicks anymore because I dropped all the facades and what I used, the drug addict little punk Bobby, and I was like, hey, God and rehab,
God and rehab. That's a good way to start off a
serenity
conversation.
Serenity. Can we fornicate?
You do a poem.
Do you want to say the serenity prayer together? You know what I mean? I remember I went and got a balloon.
Oh shit!
Listen. How it gets worse.
I went that for years.
Thousands of people in this hotel, Park Plaza Hotel in Boston. I went and hunted her down. I found her and I gave her. I go, hey, I got you this. A balloon.
What a creep.
And I gave her the
fucking balloon. Did you have a mustache at this time? That would be
John Waters.
Amazing. So I drove around.
You had a soul mustache.
I was 17.
I wouldn't even do that.
Above and beyond.
Ed's like, I don't need the fucking balloon.
How great
hold
is
on, hold on, hold on. She's saying something. Give her the microphone.
Uh-oh.
Give her the mic.
Amber's saying something. Amber, Becky, whatever her name is.
It's Missy, you fucking movie.
February. He went with the generic white name. He didn't know.
What is it? What'd you say?
Oh, I said the closest thing to a balloon that he gives is blowing in a girl's asshole.
Whoa! Oh, well, hold on.
Hold on.
Are you complaining? Are you complaining?
No. Oh.
She just got really serious.
Yeah, like a no.
She said no.
She's like, no, not at all.
She's fucking. She's absolutely not.
That's better than the Guinea.
I'm glad you're
crazy Guinea.
I'm glad you're teaching well, Yoda.
Yeah.
Fucking big
Bobby,
fat.
Is that ending to this balloon story?
Yeah, what happened?
I'll tell you what happened. Story and shit.
I'll tell you what happened.
Something
I saw my balloon in front of. I was walking the hallways, and in front of one of the doors, my balloon was in front of one of the doors. She was, and then I heard,
come on.
She used it as a doorstop for her roommate.
Dude, she just let it go in front of the door of the guy she was fucking banging. I saw her come out, hair disheveled, some really good looking rock and roll. I didn't wait for her in front of the door.
Did you try to jump up? Did you try to jump up and get your balloon back and give it to another bitch?
Did he return the favor and give you his filled balloon? From
the session.
Little recap.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the chat room.
Back at you,
Deepu. Oh,
a lot of people in the chat want to know if you have your gun on you at the moment.
Yes, of course he does. Does he have
the
a
gun? Gun's always in the pants.
I'm always armed.
Finally, he definitely has it now.
Finally, he has his colostomy bag because his fucking liver failed. Yeah, what are you gonna do when that happens? You gotta switch sides on your gun.
That would be a horror. I go to pull out my gun and pull out a giant colostomy bag.
What's that?
Be just as dangerous.
What?
That's so funny.
Oh, you need another chair. Oh, that wasn't fucking worth fucking interrupting me. Fucking Adrian. Of course he has his gun on him. You never know. He fucking get beat up by him. Takes another photo.
You never know. I never even thought about it, never reached for it, never put it in anyone's face that night when that girl was doing that, because I never felt like my life was being threatened or anything.
Right, yeah.
And that's the only time you even fucking consider something to that fucking extent.
Really?
Ever.
Yeah. Yes. See, that's why I can't have a gun.
Crazy.
I can't have a gun because I'd fucking...
You'd have shot half this room already.
I would have been killed 17 times already.
You would have killed me. Exactly. Oh my God.
Yeah. Fucking Luis Gomez would have fucking have 9 bullet holes in his chest.
You should have had one when you gave that girl that balloon. Shot yourself in the head.
You should have shot
less degrading.
Rightly so.
I remember when I first got sober, I was trying to pick up this chick and I was talking to her. I was talking to her about a higher power.
Oh my God.
Loser.
Nothing that's like a loser material.
Colonel Sanders?
Well, first of all, back then I wasn't a fatty.
I know. I saw pictures.
I had drug addiction. I went from drug addiction and alcohol addiction to sex addiction to food.
You look like an extra on Miami Vice. You definitely had
back
that
in the day.
Look back in the day.
Did you have a gold chain?
The hair, the fucking neon.
I never had a gold chain. But
you can pass for a Cuban.
Baby,
pass for a Cuban.
I was really into bolo ties.
Oh. Damn. What all these things you're saying to me tonight.
What's
so
bolo
sexy.
Tarts?
Oh,
hang on one second. Tarts? Hang on. No, someone second. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
You said bolo tarts?
Yeah, bolo tarts. They're a new tater tot that you can get. They're just bigger and better.
With some balloons attached to the place.
You don't know what a bolo tie is?
Balloons and failed hopes.
Bolo, like
a bolo tie.
Floating
no,
away.
No, what's a bolo tie?
A bolo tie. You know, all right, so Western.
Hold on. Anybody else know what bolo tie is?
Yeah. Everybody raise your hand. Yeah.
I'm not going to raise my hand because I don't want him to be by myself.
Hold on. Becky, see? I mean, Missy, you know what bolo tie is?
Yeah, she's fucking 9. She just learned how to tie her shoe.
She just got her braces on.
How's she going to know what a bolo tie is? Hey, how is she going to know it coming out of your mouth? Blah, 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 blah. Listen.
Poor Will. He just
describe your bolo tie now.
I had a bolo tie. Will, what a bolo... I'm going to explain to you what it is, okay, brother? It's a...
Some white people shit.
Yeah, it really is.
WPS to the max.
That's probably the whitest thing I've ever heard.
White people think that Filipino make in abundance and then sell to us.
Oh, yes. We love you a long time.
It's a tie with like usually some type of rock or stone with rope. It's rope and it goes through.
Oh, like
Indian,
a shoestring.
Indians wear that.
Yeah. Southwestern. Yeah.
No
yeah,
wonder
yeah,
black people don't wear it.
Rope.
Yeah. All right, we can
end
the show. Post-traumatic. You explained it. Yeah,
okay, the show's over.
Look at my.
I had to go one.
I get it a second.
What this motherfucker just say?
He called you a jaguar.
He called me. This motherfucker called me.
Call me a jaguar.
You say you want to put a bow tie on my butt, but what? Oh, you call me Muslim? What?
Malik came out.
He said,
Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. You haven't lost it. You're fast as a motherfucker.
Yeah, remember when we told you that everyone was going to see it and be like, serious, going to be like, yeah, we want him back?
Yeah, that just ruined it.
That just,
guy just blew it.
We'll edit that out.
We're both never going back. We're both never, we're exiled. Exiled serious people.
Exiled.
Why you got kicked out?
I didn't. The budget.
You got
that wasn't budget, even important enough for so them to
baby,
pay me.
Budget is a keyword for Jews.
He's going up to everybody tonight.
Budget. Jesus. It was the beediest situation.
Hey, let me ask you a question. You were on Sirius?
I was morning host on Liquid Metal.
Liquid Metal.
I got
metal
to talk to nice, you know, lovely men from the Midwest who.
I'm so sorry. I want to get into this with you because I mean Anthony is on. I mean it's just you know there's
we
so much.
We were both morning hosts.
So much.
I would see him after his fast dash at 10 o'clock really? In the morning.
I'd bolt right out of there, man.
Really?
Hell yeah, man.
So you got fired?
It was literally, I mean, I'm openly going to talk about it because it was probably one of the most ridiculous situations.
Give you that Z on the way out? Like, here, take this.
Okay.
Take the Z on the way out.
Hey, Z, you know? Oh, we got it. Yeah, they literally.
Did they give you a balloon?
Oh, God. I would have sucked the helium out of that shit and been like, fuck you.
I love her. I don't know. I fucking love her. I fucking love
her. Thanks, babe. Thanks,
I want to cheat on my wife.
She came in hot.
With Melissa. I too love 12-year-olds. Really?
I've been called a pedophile.
Do you like women?
Yeah, every now and then.
Can you look at her
now and then? We had a moment. Really? We had a moment at Anthony's house, actually.
Yeah. You've been to Anthony's house?
I have.
So you guys know each other.
I've seen Raptor. I've seen the Raptor. Yes, I'll buy that shit for $10.
And when you say Raptor, you mean his penis?
The Raptor at play.
Wait. I'm a big fan of Jurassic Park. Do you refer to your dick as a Raptor?
A Raptor, yes. Yeah. Yes, my balls have claws that tap on the floor when I'm...
Yeah. It swallows it whole.
So wait. His dick attacks and packs. That's funny. I love that you add to your street cred by going, wait, I'm a fan of Jurassic Park.
Yeah. It's fucking good movie.
The best movie fucking ever, man.
So
no, it's not the best movie ever, man. Come on, man.
All right, hey, stop. What's the best movie ever?
The best movie ever?
Ever.
Terminator 2.
What?
Come on, man.
This was in 1981.
Stop it. Are you
hold
fucking...
Hold on. I'm not done. I'm not done. I'm not done.
Come on, man. Okay,
Terminator 2, coming to America.
Okay.
Yes. What?
Hold on.
Coming to America. Really?
This
is through my eyes, motherfuckers.
Now, not when you came here to America, what's the best? Not when you were in... And there was fucking two movies in it.
Oh, shit. Could it be just Terminator 2?
Earthquake Damage movie theater.
Yeah, with half a screen.
The only translated movie on the...
I'm talking movies when you can go anytime you want, all day long, for $6.
Oh, shit.
Not a DVD bought for a fucking $38. You had to wait. You had to wait 40 days to use the DVD player.
Coming to America.
Dude in Cycles.
Terminator 2. Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and really?
Okay. You like Dumb and Dumber?
Don't yell at me. I like Dumb and Dumber. I went best movie ever.
That's how we agree.
We're gonna go around the room right now. Okay, those are your three top. Okay, Okay, Scoble, what do you got?
I don't know. National Treasure. I don't know.
No way! Yeah.
What the fuck out of here?
I want you off.
That's a great, movie.
Stop it!
You want to go out on a date?
Get him a balloon.
You picked a Nick Cage.
Vegas. I like that movie.
All the movies out. That's
movie.
The one that
stand
comes
by
out.
Your movie. Stand by your fucking.
I love.
You attacking
love that
me
movie.
And my shit.
Right, and then listen. I don't know comedies. I don't
no, just pick a movie.
I can't break them down between
listen. Just pick
comedies.
The best movie of all time.
The Godfather.
Oh, that's the best movie of all time.
Yeah,
that's it. On. Okay, what do you got, Z?
Oh my God, Pocahontas.
Oh God.
Oh, take it.
What?
Take
it's
it.
Getting
Yo,
worse.
John
it's getting
Smith
worse.
Was the only white boy I'll ever love.
What is that really your favorite fucking movie?
I
love Pocahontas.
Isn't that a cartoon?
I fucking love it.
Are you shitting me? Stop one second. Are you just trying to get laid by Anthony?
Pocahontas is a scholar.
Cartoons. That's
he's
nice.
Like, shuck. I want to get back with the minorities like right now.
All right, what do you got?
He knows his true age.
I got Jurassic Park, City of God, and... Dark Knight.
Oh, you're such an eclectic
God.
Dude.
Your you're so predictable.
He's dark, man. Look at him.
What he said.
You're so eclectic.
Yeah.
All right. Deepu, what do you got?
Don't even know
Inception.
Oh!
Best movie, in my opinion.
Okay.
You're so
fantastic.
Smart.
Because you're so Indian.
Okay.
Yeah. I get the level. I still don't get that movie.
Hang on. Let him finish. Go ahead.
You know, Scopa, you like National
Inception.
Treasure.
Yeah. Inception and what else? Deepu?
I haven't thought about 2 and 3.
What about
Inception?
Some of the Millennium.
That's it. Okay, yeah. You're done. Yeah. Anthony, what do you got?
Oh God.
Goodfellas.
Goodfellas.
Fargo.
Yeah, Fargo.
And the first half of American History X.
Oh my God!
I knew it. Yeah, I knew it. The fuck? You just could fucking call me?
He said Malcolm X, right? He said Malcolm X. He said he liked all of Malcolm X, right? Tell me he said he liked all of Malcolm X. Because I'm not comfortable right now, bitch.
listen,
tell me he liked Malcolm X.
Brown, Brown. I mean Mike.
So what's
Malik now. It's Malik.
He's out. Anthony, you turned him into Malik.
I know.
Okay? That's what the problem is. You turn him into Malik.
So once Ed Norton gets raped by his own people, you're like, nope.
I shut that off and it turns into a nice movie where the guy likes to take a shower. He's a clean skinhead. The end.
So wholesome.
I just, I don't.
So wholesome.
I don't know what
that's funny.
Listen.
That's fucking good.
Listen. Listen.
Okay, context.
Oh, man. Shit. This is the best podcast in the fucking world. Go fuck yourself. This is the best thing ever.
I hate that laugh at that.
Anthony Cumia with a fucking. With a. Okay. This is the best thing ever. Guys, okay. Michael, what is Michael Brown?
Boom.
Oh God.
Boom.
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 You
boom.
Fucking right. Boys in the Hood.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Boys in
training
the Hood.
Day.
Is good.
Okay.
Training day.
All right, is he going to be on that?
And American History X, the second half.
Keep the power alive.
Good point, right?
Ah, you mother's fucking cousin.
Funny.
Holy shit, Michael Brown. I would
touche.
I would have to say, I think now we're talking our favorite movie or our best, the best movie. There's a difference.
You made
between
the
your favorite and the best.
Why come down to you got special rules and shit?
Yeah.
Huh?
Why it come down to you got special rules and shit?
You made the
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Why don't you just say you like the first 3 minutes of Menace to Society?
Oh my God. Come on.
It's like,
now.
Wow, that store owner really told him. Click off.
I like
entrepreneurs.
Yeah, look at that. He's not
got
taking any guff from that young guy.
Got it in row.
I like True Romance.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Okay. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. Good, good one.
I would say that's probably my one.
Yeah.
The Crow.
Okay.
I really like The Crow. I thought it was a great movie. I thought it's
so 90s.
His teen girl side.
Yeah,
out
the teen
there.
Girl.
The soundtrack was amazing to The Crow. I liked all that music. And also, it was amazing that we caught somebody just about to become fucking huge, and that's the last thing they ever did.
Yeah, whoops.
We caught...
Immortalized.
Yeah, no, I mean,
it's almost like what happened to you.
But
you were just about to.
Someone should have caught you before you became huge.
Oh, man.
No one's floating away with that
goddamn,
balloon.
Goddamn serious. Made a mistake. That's all I'm saying. You fired a fucking winner. What the fuck? How fast are you?
Bloppy.
There's nobody faster. I think The Crow is amazing. And I mean, now where do you go? Do you go to The Godfather or Raging Bull? Or, you know, I mean, or Casino. I mean, I think
Casino is really good, but I think Goodfellas is better in that whole genre.
Casino, though?
Fight Club's not in it.
Brad
no
Pitt with no shirt.
Fight Club's in.
Yeah.
I put Fight Club back in. Yeah. Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. I want his fucking upper torso so bad. If there was a fucking... I would give any amount of money, and I would suck all the dick in the world. If there was a thing that said, all right, you'll be Brad Pitt from the neck down and the waist up. Huh? I'll suck it.
Yeah, the face isn't too bad.
What about bottom half?
Yeah.
I don't want his bottom half. No, I don't care. I want my dick.
So you want your fat bottom half?
Are you like a freak and you never a brand bottom
half?
The coffee table ass.
I never realized this, but why do fat people, and I'm speaking for all of them.
Yeah.
Why do we think that our bottom half isn't fat?
It's fine. Yeah, what are you doing?
I have a great bottom half. All I need to do is work on the top.
Bobby's talking to everybody through saloon doors. Hey, how you doing?
Oh, he sees the eyes.
Hey, baby.
Hey, have you seen the sheriff? dude. And
he's
and
so hot.
This fucking shit. This so fucking
hot.
Show I'm doing, right?
Yeah.
Every fucking, you know, I play a chunky guy in the show. It's 20-something years later, the band.
Yeah.
You know, Leary, them.
I don't think you can avoid that.
They're old.
Right. Oh, shit.
Easy, flat ass.
No!
Oh!
I'm kidding. You get great tits, though.
Listen, you work with what you got, you know?
It's kind of sad because there's so many fat jokes in the show. Aww. You know what I mean? Aww. There's a lot. Like I'm, you know, this is
before you walk can't in, lose weight.
There's a bunch of lines, and then I go, you know, and then my line is macaroons. You know what I mean? I'm literally like fucking Scooby Doo, Scooby Snakes. No, it's a fucking, it's an amazing show. But all my clothes, I feel bad for the wardrobe lady because she, we have to dress kind of cool, and it's not, you really can't find rock and roll shirts in double, triple X.
No,
so she has those dragon ones.
She has to make it. She has to like, she has to sew an eagle on a fucking triple.
She's probably sitting
some
at home
diamond
like this
eagle.
Fat motherfucker, I have to do this.
Oh, dude, I know she hates me. She fucking hates my
just
guts.
Resurging fat rock stars and what they wore.
No, it's
well,
fucking.
Vince Neil.
Yeah, Vince Neil now. Yes,
I just saw him.
Poor bastard.
I just saw
who
him
is
with
it?
Motley Crue. With Motley Crue.
Well, who is it?
Vince Neil.
Is he fat?
Oh, he's disgusting. Huge now, yeah. Yeah.
Did he get big?
He got fat, yeah.
He's got like the flat perm, so he looks just like a drag queen.
He gave up too. He didn't. Who's he don't give a fuck anymore.
No,
I don't think.
No.
He does not care. He sounded like shit too. Honestly,
I thought said Vin Diesel.
Well, here's the thing.
He just gave up.
Vince Neil.
Vin Diesel.
Hey, the word
Diesel.
Vin Diesel can never give it. The word Diesel's in his name. Yeah. You're going to be Fat Diesel.
That fight between him and The Rock was bullshit, though.
What do you mean?
You know The Rock would have fucked him up if that was a real
you
fight.
You are not black.
A real
I want to see The Rock
fight.
That
is, which that was the most non- you don't think The Rock could fuck Vin Diesel up?
No, that's not the fact that he's, that's his in his brain.
First of all, take your time. Take your time.
Okay. You know, you listen, when you have to, you know, you have to take your time when Will says slow down. Slow down. Take your time. Slow down, buddy.
Take it easy.
First of all, Vin Diesel, you don't know that. First of all, he's big. The Rock's very big. He's bulky.
See,
The Rock would kill Vin Diesel in a fight. Vin Diesel's like 5'8", 5'9".
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not
he
tall.
Towers.
Yeah,
yeah. They made Vin Diesel like look taller just for that fight.
You know Vin Diesel gay, right?
Yeah.
I was kidding.
No,
really? I was joking.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
Well, dude, he's 40 something years old. He's never been married.
So he has two kids. He's never got right. Come on.
No way. He's I think personally he's allegedly.
And how old are you again?
Were
you
yeah, just, exactly. I was married once.
But he was
though.
Married though.
Hey, were you just
off mean anything?
Were you just about
he was a wonderful guy.
Were you just about to call Vin Diesel hot?
He is a pretty hottie. I'll say that right now.
He's pretty hot. He's pretty good.
He is your type, right?
You kidding me? Yeah, of course.
Just
a fat ass down.
Nah, Matthew McConaughey.
A nice big nose, Long Island guy with a little Lithuanian in him.
His accent gets me. It's like me.
Without the shirt, they all look good.
I actually think that The Rock would get his ass kicked because he's bulky.
Really?
Yeah, he can't move that big. When you're that big, Vin Diesel can move faster.
Oh, yeah?
And he's got more technique. What's The Rock going to do?
The Rock is
the lower
wrestler.
The top.
Have you seen him? He used to be a football player.
The Rock's
player.
A former Division I
yeah.
football
yeah,
player.
What
yeah.
That
about.
Doesn't
the
make Rock you a tough person.
Diesel.
Yes, it does.
Vin Diesel did Saving well, we, Private Ryan.
Vince,
and
yeah. fuck you, first of all.
20 Fast and Furious.
Guys.
And X.
All right, listen.
Triple X.
Listen, Vin,
they replace him with Ice Cube,
Vin Diesel had, shut up, Vin Diesel had 500 street fights. Okay?
You're lying about that. You picked that up right now.
You're fucking lying about that.
Guys, you understand when everybody talks at once, the people listening can't hear, right? Shut the fuck up.
You made that shit up.
I didn't even hear. I swear to God.
That is made up shit right there.
No, you remember the movie? Remember the movie when he grabbed the guy? I had 500 street fights. That's.
I don't remember the movie.
All right. Well, give me that bandana.
Give him the handkerchief. So wait, hold on. That was a joke?
It's not a handkerchief.
You trying to make a joke?
It's not a handkerchief.
Forget that. You were trying to make a joke.
I took the bandana, okay?
Tie them on your face.
So disappointed.
It won't fit.
Damn. Vin Diesel's
who
only
fucking
said
that. All, you're going to hear that from viewers when they watch your show. You say macaroons.
Mm. I tell you what, dude. This show, I get
it's,
it.
It's going good?
It's fucking insane, dude. I'm on a fucking show on FX with, I mean, the cast is ridiculous, and I'm playing a fucking drummer. So I got two drum teachers. I get to learn drums. And tonight we shot in Brooklyn at this club, and we're on stage fucking jamming. Like jam, like I'm a drummer without having to do all the work, the 20 years of learning how to drum. You know what I mean? And
Seating
I get
to,
I got all these fucking fake hot chicks in the front row, and and while you're playing, they're fucking jamming like you're gods, and I'm just fucking. And then they, you know, shoot the cut, and then they go back to their iPhones. Like fuck, I'll be done in a little bit. I'm getting $100 for today, but it's the fucking best gig I've ever had, and I think. I mean, this show's going to be good. It's very funny. We've done some funny.
Are you getting good?
Funny shit.
Yeah,
I'm getting better,
drummers.
Man. I came to your house, I went to Ant's house to do his show, and your brother set up a drum kit.
Yeah.
And I was all ready to go. And, but then it was so funny. Fred from Brooklyn.
Yeah, he shuts up.
Fucking, who I love, by the way, fucking great guy.
He's like missing a toe because of diabetes. And he's wailing on the drums.
No, he's serious.
He's in like, pain, but he'll get it done.
Get this story. Yeah, he hasn't played in 3 years because he lost a toe in diabetes. So he jumped on the kid for the first time, and he's fucking wailing out Tom Sawyer.
He's terrible.
I mean, he's fucking nuts. He's so good. And he's playing, and I'm just like, I don't want to. I can play AC/DC. I can don, stun, dun, stun, dun, ba na 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 na, bam, ba na ba na ba na, kaboom, bap. That's all I can do. This guy's playing fucking Zeppelin with a fucking no toe. He's and he goes, yeah, I haven't played in 3 years. It's like the most amazing thing I've ever seen. So I was like, I'm all set, man. I'd rather just watch him play. I'm not gonna fucking. I can play two things. I can play any White Stripes song, boom, dong, dong, boom, 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 boom. That's it. Fucking. So, I can do.
It's White Stripes, right?
That's White Stripes.
White trap. I thought he said White Trash.
No, sorry, White Stripes.
White Trap. I thought trap.
I didn't know.
Sorry. I was looking at Anthony. Yeah. it just comes out.
True is true.
Go on.
You really are the poster boy for White Trash.
I know.
I have a fucking shirt with a gun on it and tight jeans. Well, if you took my wallet out, you could still see where it was.
Well, if I took your wallet out, I'd be one of these guys.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Everybody.
First of all, they don't take it out. They're not gypsies. They have a gun and they ask you to take it out. Okay? They're fucking
they don't do any extra work.
Yeah. They don't learn how to pickpocket.
By the way, fuck gypsies, man.
What?
Fuck gypsies, by the
way.
Why?
Fucking in Florence, they're like running around like roaches.
First of all, first of all, I'm still looking for a gypsy to walk up to me and go thinner. But, so right. Speak for yourself.
Better have a bunch of gypsies.
Coven of gypsies.
Anytime I see one of those fucking donkeys with a wooden fucking trailer, I go piss them off. Hey, you fucking weirdos.
I love that movie.
That was a great movie.
You need a bunch of
Why, you don't like gypsies,
don't know,
huh?
Especially like the fuck, they let their kids run around like orphans and shit. It's insane.
What?
What
are you talking
about? The gypsies have
because they rob you. That's how they rob you.
Yeah, they fucking have the little kids run up to you and they're like, and then they grab your pocket.
What do they do?
They're crafty.
They're like, because you don't understand what they're saying. I don't know. I don't speak Italian.
It's not a. What? It's not a.
Translate, Ant.
Yeah, right.
What is gypsy?
Gypsy.
What is it?
Isn't it some kind of like
nobody knows?
Like Eastern,
a traveling
European
a traveling
thing.
Cunt. It's like, really? Is it like ass, a
Middle
traveling
Eastern,
thief?
Like,
well,
Middle
like
Eastern,
Transylvanian.
Well,
yeah.
They had a show on TV. It was a reality show.
Yeah, yeah.
The gypsies.
Oh, well, they
gypsies
did.
In,
yeah.
The gypsies in New York
Why
City.
Why are they calling gypsies?
And I don't know.
They're travelers.
And they would. They owned a lot. They own these.
Mean?
They own these palm reading places, and the palm reading places are always in prime real estate. Like fucking Starbucks would fucking shoot somebody for where they got this fucking fat gypsy in there just waiting. Not one person walking in, just a candle and a ball. Some fucking weird dog with some fucking mange. And then you see a kid come down a stair and go back up.
They live there too.
They do. They
That's
live there.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's how they ball out. Yeah.
I tell you what they do though.
And
this is
door.
They fucking dupe you. That's what they do.
They what?
They dupe you.
Yeah,
ass.
They're hustlers.
Well, yeah, they are hustlers. And a lot of a friend of mine had they rent. They'll come in and sublet. They do a lot of subs, and then they squat, and then they won't leave.
Oh shit!
And they'll say, hey, unless you give me 20 grand, and then I'll fucking take off. So it's like. And there's nothing you can do because you have to pay the rent because they're not paying.
Yeah.
Or you say, here's fucking 20 grand, get the fuck out. And then
burn the fucking place down.
Well, not if it's an Jesus apartment Christ. Building. Jesus Christ.
You're stop yeah, every solution is like, it's not working out, burn the fucking place down.
Now, listen, you need to stop watching Walking Dead, okay? You need to fucking...
He just said Goodfellas is one of his favorite movies. That's a shit.
Just burn the fucking place down and then move out to Long Island at my house.
Just light a match.
So, here's the deal. My shit is... I shit in a trailer today.
What?
Just awful.
Burning? Oh, burning inside?
Like, what kind I don't of transition was that? Trailer?
I don't know. I just
I was like, gypsies. Oh, my God.
The honey wagon?
No, I don't have a honey wagon. Dude,
you got a trailer.
Dude, I'm fucking... I'm in.
You
listen,
made it, man.
Dude, I'm
in. How do you
in.
Wipe? Damn.
I get a fuck. I put my wrap it around my finger, jam it in my asshole, and
you
I
learned
turn.
That from Jimmy.
Mm.
Does he do that?
That's what Jimmy's always said he does.
No,
I he does that, and I can't understand it.
Well, you put your finger
what are you
in
talking
your
about?
Like, there's a certain point where you have a seal on the human body. It's called your asshole.
Yeah, not if you.
And you don't have to fucking go further up there.
And not if you put shit in it every day. The seal doesn't work.
It's like a leaky valve at that point.
One way check valve that has been shoving shit. Yeah, I gotcha.
If a dolphin, do not permit.
If a dolphin was getting fucked in his fucking hole every day, he drowned one day. You see what I'm saying?
You put your finger up your ass to wipe your ass.
Yeah, he puts his finger up his ass.
I clean it out.
All right.
Why?
Like a chimney sweep.
I'm literally right here. I'm going to explain it if you shut the fuck up.
I'm just investing in a bidet.
I have a bidet, but I can't.
And you still put the finger up your ass?
Well, hang on one second, you accusatory asshole. I have it at my house. I don't bring my toilet with me. I just got the brand new bidet in the house, and it's amazing. The new bidet I got has an enema feature.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, okay, so that's pretty
you out.
That's pretty much wow. This, okay?
I'm just shove everything up your ass.
So this that's what I'm getting to. So that the enema feature on my new bidet, which the old one didn't have, it's just high pressure water. It's like fucking it's civil rights fucking footage.
Oh my it's God.
I'll allow it. I'll allow
all
it.
Right, Jesus. Thanks. I don't look at you.
Yeah,
I look at him.
It's all right.
Silence.
I looked at Peel on that one. I mean Key. I looked at Key. Yep.
See, you don't even know the difference, man. Come on, bro.
Here's the deal.
It shoots water literally into your ass.
If you learn how to open your asshole up.
Why would you
learn?
It's like an episode of Kung Fu. What do you mean?
You've learned it. You learned it just like the Karate Kid.
Sensei.
Yeah, you learned it from Anthony. Put the jacket on. Take the jacket off.
I'm gonna tell you what.
Put the dick in your ass.
Thank you.
You can open up your asshole a little bit. Let some stuff in.
Just like your mind?
No.
Like a Jedi.
Hold on. Yeah. Are you probing it first? So are you prepping it?
I wipe. No, when I'm home, I'm using the bidet. I just use the bidet, and then I use one little thing of toilet paper just to make sure at the end, because I still don't trust it.
So you don't prep your asshole first?
What do you mean prep it?
To let something
in. Like butter it?
Just go raw dog right in there?
I don't know what you're saying. What do you mean?
Like, I don't know. Tell us.
I just, you can't just laugh.
I want the breakdown.
Fucking cackling fucking weirdo. Listen, she just says stuff. I don't know. Tell us.
Hell yeah.
Hang on, Z. Hey, freaking me out. Yeah. Fucking goddamn fucking round. Listen, lead singer of Journey now.
That's a good reference.
Thank you. Great documentary too, by the way.
It's really sad that you know that, though.
That is the point of
You should know.
You look like an extra on Blackish.
Your mom looks like an extra on Blackish.
That was Scopo.
That was Scopo.
I can't believe it.
Ah, fuck you guys.
That was great. That was great, man. That was great.
What I do
tell
is
us more.
I push the button and it cleans your asshole out. Uh-huh. And then now the old one I had used to have to move around a little bit. The new one, it has a thing that goes forward and back.
Because you're lazy.
Oscillating.
Or it pulses.
Because you're lazy.
No, this it cleans your asshole.
Your old bidet at your old place was great.
This new one blows it away.
I missed that.
The new one blows it away.
I'll have to try it out one day.
It's only $300, too.
It's great.
Oh,
you take your toilet seat off, you put this one on, you plug in the water, you stick the thing on the wall. It's fucking amazing.
And then you walk out to the street and a Mexican dries your ass.
He really came for everybody. He had one more check.
He had one more left. I know. You know what? DeRosa was right about you. You fucking piece of shit.
Hey, come on. We've all been to the car wash.
So
he's coming for everybody.
This is like a Lisa Lampanelli show here today. We
for a few bucks more.
We and then when I go, like when I'm today, I'm in the trailer, which shitting in a trailer thing is awful. You know, they're just these little toilets and you know, it's like shitting on an airplane. You know, that's just awful. I hate shitting on airplanes.
Does it flush?
I just fucking hate it. It flushes, but kind of, you know what I mean? It's like that round ball that turns and then goes, and yeah. Shit always skims that fucking ball. So there's always shit on that little ball.
That was jet power.
It's on the ball.
Not the jet power ones, the one.
Yeah, no, that's on a plane. That's on a plane. These, they don't have that.
Yeah, yeah.
But so I wipe with the toilet paper. Then I'll get a baby wipe and I'll wipe my ass again. And then I'll get another baby wipe and I'll literally
the one
wrap.
You just take a shower after you take a shit.
Fuck.
What
the hell? Mr. Kelly, you're doing the set.
I'm like, washing my ass.
I got my part 10 of me wiping my fucking ass.
My asshole. Yeah. My asshole.
Now you made me lose count. Am I a baby wipe or fucking squatting in the sink?
Yeah, you need a handler just to care for your asshole.
You
get a midget to lick your asshole at least.
Yeah, when do you do that?
That's the part. I get the baby wipe and I wrap it around my finger and then I'll go down my seam. You know the seam?
Oh, the gooch?
The seam.
The gooch?
You know, you get the fucking seam of your ass, the taint, you know?
It's a taint, it's, okay.
Yeah, the ball, that taint seam goes all the way up through your nuts, through your fucking dick if you follow it. You can follow that.
Is this the Wizard of Oz?
What the fuck?
Follow the seam on the taint.
If you believe.
Follow the seam on the taint. Follow the seam. What the fuck are you doing?
All right, write that one down. Listen, here's the deal.
The wizard comes for you.
Seriously, a dick is fucking origami. If you unwrap it, it's a vagina. I mean, it's if you...
Did you unwrap yours?
I could. My dick is so bad right now.
What do you mean?
I'm ashamed. It's because I'm too heavy.
This is terrible.
It's not a good dick anymore.
It affects your dick when you get.
Dude, you get heavy. You lose like a half an inch every fucking 10 pounds.
Hold on. You're telling me that when you get fatter, your dick loses size.
Hang on. You're telling me you don't know this.
I don't fuck with fat dudes. Unless you got a six pack, I'm not fucking.
Hang on, that wasn't the joke.
Oh no! Oh god!
For the record, you never know how dick the man.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I'm kidding, baby. I fucking love you.
I'm sure your dick is quality, baby.
Let me tell you something. She is fucking cool, man.
Thanks, man.
This fucking is you are.
Shut up, Bobby. Stop apologizing that you drop a bomb on somebody, man. What the fuck is wrong with you? Just let her eat. That's all I'm taking. She's taking it.
I'm taking it.
She's not apologizing.
I'm taking
shit.
That dick.
I fucking love you. You're the best Filipino. Shut the fuck up.
He's an irate man, right?
Why
all this asshole talk?
What the fuck are you so angry for? Why are you never this angry? Why are you angry?
Finish talking about the scene and how you unwrapped it.
This is disturbing me that you will not let me out of this conversation.
The presence you found inside your scene.
Isn't it just the fat on your pubis that's growing?
Your bush fat. Your bush fat.
It's making your penis seem smaller.
Circumcised, uncircumcised.
You ever see a tree grow over an old bike in the woods?
Well, that's like a tree. That's like a tree sometimes.
Oh, God.
You see a little bit more.
What are you talking about? Nature's taking over my dick?
Yes.
Like one of those buildings in Detroit.
You have a post-apocalyptic dick.
I got walkers coming through my pubes. Listen, it's just, you know, I have an okay dick. I have a pretty nice dick when it's my dick and when I'm in shape. But, you know,
what's
you
okay?
Have you ever seen Will's? Have you heard of Will's dick?
Mm-mm. Kick.
Have you heard of it?
Kick.
Okay. Can I please show Anthony? Please.
Are you bringing out your dick?
Let me see the photo. I'm going to show Z. I'm going to show you this. And then you tell me.
Just a photo?
Here's
the
deal.
What the hell?
Then you tell me.
This is IRL.
This fucking thing is, I mean, it's a monster.
Will had to leave the room to go get his dick.
Wow, yeah.
It's in the picture. No, it's in the room.
He's actually getting it hard right now. He's going to show you the dick.
I've seen a lot of dicks. I've seen a lot of dicks in my life.
All right, let me see it first, though. Oh, you know what? You show him.
Your dick.
I want you to show Anthony and Z.
Make sure the cameras don't see it.
I feel so privileged.
Yeah, I don't want
Anthony.
The cameras to see it, so. All right. I just keep it on me, and then go. So after you show Z first,
Chris wants to see that.
Go to her face.
Of course, I want to see this.
Are you ready for this? This is the best thing. Let me tell you something. This is. I swear to God, this picture. There you go. All right, show her face.
Yo, he's got a nice body. Let's off the bat. Props to your body.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at. He's got a fucking 9-foot cock hanging down, and you're pretending you're looking at his abs.
It's literally to the thigh, to the end of the thigh.
All right, now show Anthony. No, show Anthony. Don't show the camera.
Anthony.
Don't show
Jesus
the camera.
Jesus Christ, man.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
That's a decimator right there. That's just crazy. Beat the
stuff.
Pussy up right
that
there.
That is the
now
the,
show
every,
you,
every
now,
white man's feet.
Show
right
your
there.
Girlfriend. If you dare.
Let's just pass it on.
Yeah, let's just pass it on. You want to? She can't.
I'm taking a cab home.
She just had her braces taken out. Stop. She need to get all buck toothed again.
Get him back on.
You're gonna fuck up her mouth like a pacifier to a baby.
A pacifier like a torpedo.
We can't have any pubes with the braces.
You gotta pay for it this time.
Deepu, it's not his actual dick. You can hold his phone.
It's going around. It's going around.
He just went, I don't want it. My parents will be offended. I won't be able to marry my girl. Fucking asshole.
Congratulations on that thing.
Yeah, right?
I would walk around like a total asshole if I had that.
Hey, let me ask you a question, Z.
Talk to me.
Now, does that do it for you?
You know what? Yeah, because you see the body. If you don't see the body, there's no way to envision the.
So
fuck
you,
it's gonna
you
be,
so you know? Really like shredded dudes. You don't like fat dudes.
You know, I like a little cushion for the pushing.
Right,
I get into a little.
But you,
chub.
But you'd. I mean, you'd rather choose a fucking guy like Will.
Only because a stamina.
He lasts more.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You have to worry about having a stroke on your tits.
Are you in me? It's like two bumps. You're done. I can't fuck with that.
You just feel my cold forehead on your chest. Just clammy.
I feel like a mom. Like. Suckling on my teeth.
Half my face looks like Bell's palsy. Call the ambulance. Don't call my wife. Call the ambulance. Drag me to the curb. Tell them you found me in front of your house.
I won't tell
with
anybody.
With a balloon.
With a dumb balloon.
Oh my
God. I see a balloon in the morning.
That is one of the saddest
That's so
stories.
Pathetic. I'm sorry.
That is one of the stories going to stick
really
with me.
It
stories.
Was really sweet though.
That's sadder than like Jesus. Brian's song.
Just give me some vodka. Throw me back in rehab.
All right, so let's go to the chat room real quick. I want to hear what these fucking lunatics.
Savages.
All right, chat room, what do you got going on?
A lot of people, they're just fighting amongst themselves. These guys are not.
Hang on, Anthony's here.
Yeah, well, that's true.
That's a fucking Kumia fan base.
Flies
are you fucking queers?
A bunch of them want to know if you've been to Riverhead, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, no, I've never been arrested. Thank God.
What is that? What is Riverhead?
That's where the jail is out on Long Island.
Ooh. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why would you get arrested?
I don't know. I was taken to the station once when I didn't have a license, was suspended or something years ago back in the 80s.
Oh, really?
That's about it, though.
Really?
I've tried to be, you know.
Yeah,
pretty straight and narrow.
Yeah, yeah. That's why you send a video doing 190 around the fucking
island
of Manhattan.
Occasionally reckless.
Hey, I just got fired. What are you going?
Oh, that's right. I was on the phone with Bobby.
I'm talking to him on the phone. All you hear is... You know a car's fast when it's letting a...
I did the FDR and then around to the West Side Highway, and I was on the phone with Bobby like the whole time.
Yeah, I'm in a
doing
Honda
about 110.
I'm in a Honda Pilot doing 48. trying to make it home to my family. Yeah. He's on the phone. We're just chatting. He's like,
that was crazy.
And he's cracking up. He starts laughing. He goes, I'm doing 120.
Death wish.
I felt like I was talking to an eccentric millionaire. When really it was just a crazy thousandaire. $6 a month, everybody. Not bad.
Come on. Yeah, that's right.
What are they saying? Deepu,
the chat's going nuts, but like, they're just fighting with themselves. They're like shitting on Reddit.
Yes, say it. Every time he does this, he doesn't read it, and it's the fucking greatest shit ever.
Yeah. He's too into it.
Well, I have to interpret it somehow. If I just read it directly,
but let him do his work, Bobby.
Okay, interpret it.
New streamer 2141 says, "I hate Reddit and primates."
What's the other guy say?
Moving along.
See how funny? See how it got funny, asshole?
Spazchard says Reddit has passed you by.
They're commenting on another podcast.
Yeah, on our AR website.
They're not even listening to the podcast.
Yeah, they definitely are. Are you Indian, though? He's Indian?
Yes, I am.
What?
Did you hear that fucking story in India? His 14-year-old daughter gets raped by this guy, and then the father invites the guy, befriends him, invites him over to dinner, and then tortures his dick and balls with hot tongs,
yes,
and then strangles him, kills him.
That's justice.
That's some Indian shit.
That's
right
the Indian version of a time to
I want
to
say something, though. First of all, I don't believe in that. I think you should have let the fucking justice system handle it.
That's the thing. The cops are corrupt.
I'm kidding.
People really believe
I really, I love
damn
that.
Damn right, I did it and I do it again.
So,
and now we got the Indians under the Mexicans, Indians, Filipinos.
So,
all of them.
So, shut up. I'm kidding. So,
that's that guy had to make friends with him and shit and get him to come over to dinner and
but
smile.
Can I say something?
I'm going to burn your dick off.
But okay. Fucked up shit happens to all of us. But there's been those situations where in my brain I fantasized doing shit like that, and you're like, all right, stop, because you don't want to go too far down that road.
You're white,
but if it's your
dude, I have a whole joke in my act about wanting my wife dead. I wanted a penny to go through her head from the Empire State Building one day.
Whoa!
Seriously, you never had someone piss you off so much where you're like, I'm going to do something, and you eventually plot something and you fuck them.
Right. Wow, you start plotting.
Whoa. Hang on,
This
is
why he doesn't get arrested. He knows.
Hang on, I'm going to give you some candy so you're like me.
I just had to, I had a warrant out. It wasn't a arrest.
Wait a minute, stop. Wait,
stop telling this warrant story.
Listen to me.
I'm trying to make it sound like, what was your warrant for?
I didn't pay my PATH ticket.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know I had a warrant out. You have a plot real quick. Motherfuckers trying to catch you and shit. And you like, man, they got warrants out on me, B.
Oh, no.
What happened, Brendan? Well, you know I was taking a train.
I had to go to Newark.
How is it that I've been arrested and you haven't been?
Oh, is that funny?
Hey, listen.
Like 75 cents. This nigga ain't paying a fucking ticket.
Don't say it.
You're a bitch.
That was Mike Brown. Stand down.
Michael said
Black
that.
Twitter, stand down.
I don't need. Yeah,
stand
Black,
down.
Black Twitter, stand down. I saw Will win. What did you say? It was Mike.
Only with the windows rolled up in the Escalade.
Listen, what did you want to kill people for? Well, I can't imagine you wanting to kill someone.
I didn't want to kill anybody. I had this.
Oh my God.
I had this roommate.
Don't fall into that, Brandon. Don't fall into that.
Fucking crazy.
Let him finish. Go ahead.
He was really rude. He was he fucking smelled all the time. He was fucking his girlfriend in the heat. I had no privacy.
Are you living in Luis Gomez? It's Jay. I know. that's the only thing you get mad at.
He wouldn't be responsive towards me being like, "Yo, you gotta be more mindful." Like, you know, I'm an only child, so I'm not used to sharing my space already.
Yeah, he wasn't.
He was like fucking on my TV, like he broke my TV and shit. Yeah. And so
he was bullying you.
So I'm like, all right, well, this is what I did though. We were in the dorms, and I fucking documented his shit. And I got him kicked out of
the dorm. This is hilarious.
Don't make me document
your shit, motherfucker. I'm going to document all over your shit.
How did you break
the
case,
Bing? I'm building a case on you.
Hang on a second.
I know.
You didn't do it with video. You actually used documents.
I'm not going to catch a case. I'm going to build a case, Bing.
Hang on a second. Hang on. He didn't use his iPhone. He actually had files on this guy typed out.
Yeah, manila folders.
I want to turn these
organized.
In. If you take a second to read these five documents.
I kind of actually did some shit.
Did you really?
Did you laminate it too?
I documented emails and I was just like, I got to get this fucking guy.
I have evidence.
And I got a 2-bedroom to myself.
I hope he's still looking for you.
He probably is.
I hope one day you walk
in. He had a bunch of fines. He got kicked out.
I hope one day you're walking back to your story or wherever the fuck you live and you smell him and you're like, what's that? Oh shit. And he's like, yo, motherfucker. He's got all the documents.
Oh man.
And a spreadsheet.
Have you ever been arrested?
No, I keep my shit tight, man.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
No?
It means no, man.
I've been arrested, man. Don't even like bring that into the world, man. Just keep
this is Malik, right?
Yeah, it's Malik.
Okay, sorry.
You know what I mean? Mike Brown's been on the right side of the law, though. I ain't stupid.
Have you ever wanted to kill somebody?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, many times. Every day, man.
Every day?
Yeah, every day. Just today.
It's called mental illness.
No.
What the fuck is that?
No, man. I mean, just like things that, like today, I was talking to this one dude, and he said he only liked the first half of American History X. I'll kill this nigga. I'll kill him right now.
Oh, shit. Hey, listen. Hang on one second. The biggest difference.
He's armed.
He's literally.
He's armed.
No, he has a 9mm here, and then there's another white guy over there.
No, they gonna get. They got. I already got T-shirts made just in case. It's T-shirts on my face on it just in case.
Don't you think? Hang on.
Family good, bitch.
Don't you think?
It's a marketing scheme.
Don't you think he gave on her fucking 15th birthday a nice little gun too? Oh, shit. Here's a pink.
She got it with her braces. She got it with her braces coming off.
The last thing we need is another Mike Brown trending.
I'm thinking of just selling Justice 4 and then just iron on letters with the bag.
Will, have you ever wanted to kill somebody, like in this country? You did?
Not like every day like Mike.
Yeah, well, not everybody's crazy like Mike.
One time.
What did you want to do?
Just kill a motherfucker.
Well, all right. Well, you don't have to say it that real.
With conviction.
You can add a little funniness to it. Immediate documents. He had another character he's doing. Why did you want to kill a motherfucker?
I got bullied in seventh grade.
You did? Yeah. Is that why you got a big dick?
God bless you.
Will, I got something for you.
A lot of black guys learn how to dance when they're bullied. They will just do a big dick.
Hey, so you got he? What did he do to you, man?
Hey, I look. This is gonna sound crazy.
Oh, can we listen?
I
because it's a podcast.
We was in seventh grade.
Yeah.
And we was in the schoolyard. Uh-huh. It was schoolyard time.
Okay, schoolyard time.
And they came up to me. McGarrett and Lamont came up to me and say, and McGarrett said.
Well, it sounds like a sitcom in the 70s.
McGarrett said.
McGarrett and Lamont. What's up, motherfucker? How you doing?
You want to hear the story? You want to hear the story?
I do, but I want to be funny, too. Yeah, I'm not NPR, you cunt. This isn't. I'm not Marin, okay?
Oh, shit.
McGarrett told me attention. I never heard attention before.
He said attention?
Yeah, attention. Like in the military. Attention.
He said that to you?
Attention.
I didn't know what that meant. So I was just,
Did you go to a military school?
I started breakdancing.
What?
I don't know what attention means.
You guys are making fun of
attention, what? Motherfucker. Attention. I'm like, so I just started doing this.
Break it down.
He said, no, motherfucker. And he turned to his boy and said, yo, this motherfucker don't know what attention means. And he goes, like, you know, in the military, when you go attention, I'm like, oh, shit. And I just stood there like this. He said, right. Yeah, so, hey, man, we want every day, every Thursday, we want the school money, we want the lunch money, blah,
shake
blah.
Shake down.
And then he goes, at ease. Damn. So I just stood like this. He said, at ease.
You started breakdancing again?
I know what at ease is. I never heard of at ease.
You know, if you kept breakdancing in the first place, they would think you're retarded and they would have left you alone. You understand that, right? All you had to do is not talk and keep doing the worm, and you would have been fun. Maybe break into the robot.
No, the worm got him pissed off.
You should have really done something, just left shoulder cock and march away. See? Because it's very big.
Yeah, we got it.
Give me the towel.
Here you go.
Give me the rag. Hey. I'll take the rag. Thank
you.
Right? Damn it.
He got you do-rag.
It wasn't in front of anybody, and then he was smacking me in the back of my head.
Oh,
and he kept saying, at ease. I said, motherfucker, at ease.
And what'd you say?
I said, I don't know what that ease mean. He said, relax. I said, I can't relax because you said attention. And so he said, okay. And then I said, then I'm like, I got to kill these motherfuckers.
So, you got to die.
Wait a minute. Why were you so submissive and then so fucking mean? Like, how do you go from, okay,
no, that's what
how do you go from breakdancing to attention to at ease
to die?
I'm going to kill a motherfucker.
They bullied me throughout seventh grade, and I wanted to fight. I wanted to kill him, but I couldn't. I couldn't kill him.
Right. That's sad, man. I mean,
we wouldn't know.
It's almost as sad as my
him.
Red
you
balloon story.
You would not be story. Here today. You would not be here today if you killed him.
And that was it. That was it. You all asked right. me if I want to kill somebody, and that's what
I do. What about you, Z?
All the time.
Really?
I fucking hate everybody.
No.
For the most right. part.
No. When was the last? Seriously, when was the last time you? When was the last? Really wanted to kill somebody.
Hmm. Oh.
That sounds good.
That's really good. No. There's a lot of times guys will be a little over the top with me.
What do you mean?
You know, just like hitting on you. Some really? Guys like, cat, when little, I on my way here, I had some douchebag.
A little cat calling?
Street harassment. Not even douchebag.
You know what it is? It's like I try not to be a rude cunt. You know, if you want to tell me I'm beautiful, great, thank you. I appreciate that.
What if I want to tell you you're okay?
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. I'm like, yo, I don't know how the fuck I got here.
Yo, okay, baby,
I get along in this face and suck at a mean dick, and that's
yo, baby,
it.
Yo, baby, you all right? Yo, baby, girl, you all
right? You're right. You're right.
Yo, shorty, you mad decent.
You played out my ass, so now I'm going to do squats.
You ain't the best, but you ain't the worst. What's up?
I'm like, oh, shit.
You kind of mediocre.
What's up with that flat ass?
What's up with that delicious flat ass?
I'd fuck you at it.
It's all the same when I'm stuffing it in your face, right?
Yo, you hotter than AA dance. Now go ahead.
I'm holding a balloon for you.
You're fucking. No, so
I want to, you know. So this guy downstairs, he was just driving me fucking nuts. He's obviously drunk,
right?
Obviously drunk. I was like, hey, what's up? Hey, you, I'm like, I can't fucking understand you.
Was his name Dove?
It's crazy. Dandelions.
You smile. You're recognizing they're a retard.
Yeah.
You let it go, you know, but he just keeps going and going. He's like, let me talk to you. Let's go have a drink. I'm like, fuck you. I hate you.
Really?
You know, all the time. Like, it's just annoying. Not to be a cunt. Like, not to be a cunt, but from a vagina perspective.
Right.
We don't want to fuck all of you.
Right.
We just don't. We just don't. If I want to fuck you, you'll definitely
know. You end up doing it one way or another.
Oh, sometimes, man.
Believe it.
Listen, times get tough, Anthony. Times get tough.
Took down the gender.
Women
are done, men. Watch out.
Check it off.
When all the youth are gone for both of us.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Fucking vultures.
Yeah, man. That was fucking... I'm fucking scared of Z, man.
Yeah, I'll cut a bitch.
Yeah. Why?
You're crazy.
Do you have a knife on you? What is it? Is that Z? Like a Chinese star?
I'll shake it, bitch.
You'll find one of those. You're walking away, it's in the tree.
You thought these black dudes are tough. You don't even know. Filipinos will cut you.
I know.
Yeah, well, I heard the story.
What?
We will. My mom is a fucking crazy bitch. Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll cut you in a minute.
What do you mean cut you?
Oh, yeah. They carry knives everywhere.
What does cut you mean?
What
does cut you mean?
I don't know. I live in Westchester. Maybe you're in a line to get the cheese and they cut you. That's what it means to me, you fucking asshole. All right? I'm not from a third world country where it means immediately stabbing somebody in the cheek. Okay?
We're both third world, so we understand.
Yeah. What the fuck? You ever been to Six Flags, douchebag?
Oh, shit.
Huh? A buffet? I've been cut and not with a knife.
Shut up.
I've done a lot of cutting at buffets too.
Oh, shit.
All right, listen, man.
Apparently. That one.
Yeah.
This fucking show is literally one of the fucking best shows I've ever done. Anthony.
So much fun, man.
Fuck, we could go on forever. I'm very excited you showed up tonight.
I am too. A lot of fun.
You're in town for what? Why are you coming around all week? And you're with Keith the Cop, who's
fucking
one of my favorites.
Proclaimed executive producer of the Anthony Cumia Show, who just decided to be. And I was like, yeah, okay.
I have Chris Scopo.
There you go.
Hey, how you doing? Hey,
whatever.
We got two fucking jackoffs from Long Island fucking.
Yeah,
from Queens. Long Island.
Whatever. We're going to be coming back in for all the comedy shenanigans.
But what are you doing this week?
Just hanging out.
Just hanging out.
Just pressing the flesh, talking to people.
I think it's... Can I say something?
Yes, sir.
I think it's good that you're getting out of that fucking compound.
I think it's
the
good,
The Death
too.
Star you fucking made. Literally, you fucking made it so you don't have to leave your house. I think it's great that you're getting the fuck out. And, you know, it's time to fucking, you know... Come back in the city.
Need something to do.
Yeah, hang out, show your face, and do
I'm
your
here.
Thing. Yeah,
I'm here. I love it.
Good, man.
AnthonyCumia.com, by the way.
AnthonyCumia.com, and you can actually. He's one of the first guys to do this.
Yes.
And
course.
He's setting a curve, which I think is great. You are.
Yeah.
And it's a podcast. not one day a week. It's four times a week.
It's HD video. It's 4 to 6 p.m.
All right, you don't have to make mine. We're doing
four
fucking,
days a
we're
week.
We're doing 720 here.
Believe me.
On a 14K modem. And it, so, all right, we get
we got
it.
The whole studio set up and everything. Yeah. And yeah, it's subscriber based though, so I don't have to answer to anybody.
Right.
I don't have, you know, oh, a boss or even sponsors. If a sponsor ever took a call from somebody that said, hey, we don't like what Anthony said, why are you advertising on a show? Yeah. The sponsor would tell them to go fuck themselves.
Really?
That's the type of quality sponsors I get on my program.
So you have gun sponsors and knife sponsors. You have all hunting sponsors.
That would be good. Yeah, they really don't care.
Yeah, your sponsors are this. If you want to fucking get yourself a buck, come on down to Bob's Buck Shop. You want to get a coon? Wink, wink. Come on down.
See, now,
all right, man.
That had to be the worst thing that ever said.
It
wasn't even like clever or anything.
I wasn't
lazy,
talking.
Bobby. Come
on, I'll try harder.
You're better than that.
All right, give me a good
you're
one.
Better than that.
What should I have done?
I'm not telling you.
Don't try. We ain't gonna you help got, you out of this. Nah, man.
All right, well, listen.
Get it together, Bobby.
Calling us, you winking at us and shit. I didn't. Hey, yo, I'm all the way.
Hey, you have Malik. I have Beatrice. Yo, what's up, motherfucker? Yo, motherfucker.
Is that your wigger voice?
I don't know what I
got. And he like dips his head a little bit.
Yo, man.
I'm actually.
If you had a balloon, it would work.
Oh. Hey, thank you. Thank you. Listen, I think it's great what you're doing. You went off. You did your own thing. I think what Jimmy and Opie are doing, they stayed and they're fucking doing their thing. It's becoming. It sucked.
Sure, Sirius took half my money, split it between them. It's nice.
I'm sure
beautiful.
I'm sure they didn't split it.
I'm sure they didn't either.
I'm sure it's not split. I'm sure what you were making isn't split. Yeah, well, a piece of that was split.
Probably went upstairs. You're probably right.
Poor Sam didn't get anything again. Poor kid worked 900 shows. Fucking me. But you know, I mean, the show, you know, it's a new show.
It's a lot
and
of
you're
fun.
Over here doing your show. And you it's what is it a month to get your show?
It's very inexpensive. It's only $7 a month.
For how many shows?
You're getting four shows a week.
For how long?
What?
For how long is the show? How long is your show?
Two hours long.
2 hour show, 4 a week. That's pretty fucking great.
Do some math. Sally Struthers asked for more to feed some starving little African kids. She did.
Right, well,
that was like 50 cents.
It's factual.
It's factual.
They don't like
they don't like when you're saying African in the tone
there's
you said.
There's Filipino kids there too.
I'm sure they're starving.
Why is it got to be African?
In Italy too. I don't care about them either.
Fuck those Florence gypsies.
I think that
gypsy, goddamn gypsy kids.
Yeah, we all hate gypsies.
Exactly.
Fuck them.
So you're in town now. Are you going to be doing this live in the city at all?
Yes, we're scoping out locations.
How about you do it?
Right here.
How about you do it live at the Village Underground?
Yes.
Why don't we get that going?
I would do that in a second.
And I'll produce it.
Ooh.
With your producer.
Yes.
And we'll use my producer. We'll put our producers together.
I'm there.
And we'll put together a nice live Anthony Cumia.
Love it.
From the Village Underground.
I like it.
That's great.
And we'll get some who is we'd get some whores.
Get some whores in there. Hey, Jacob.
We'll get some whores, and they'll wear backpacks and hand out lollipops out front.
They'll suck our banana juice. Ugh, gosh.
Ugh,
Christ. No, in a second. Come on.
Yeah.
Hook it up with Keith. I go anywhere. Believe me,
good.
I don't leave the house often, but when I do, look out.
Yeah.
I'm armed.
Yeah, why would you leave the
I'm mobile.
I know. It wasn't even directed over here. But
sometimes.
But I mean, I felt.
Sometimes.
I'm like, I wanted to look out for myself.
He's armed. He's not going to use it. He's going to take
don't
a picture of
tweet about it.
I was going to say he's armed with Twitter. That's what he's saying.
Yeah. Look out.
Your homeboy got my gun.
You're armed with.
Be very
yeah, you're armed with a fucking iPhone Plus, you queer. Well, I'll I'll let me tell you a thing or two. Let me get my thumbs going.
That is just awful.
All right, dude. Well, you are the best for coming out, brother. I want to thank
anytime.
Keith. Thank you for bringing him down.
Anytime.
Keith, what do you got? Anything to say that he's forgetting?
His shirt is amazing, by the way.
Great shirt.
Yeah. Midget porn.
Oh, don't break my fucking... Oh,
bust the whole place.
Fuck, Keith. Jesus Christ.
Sorry, jeez. Look at him. He's kind of... Go ahead,
talk into it.
Oh, that ain't it.
Yeah, December 5th and 6th, we're going to be doing a poker tournament up at Mohegan Sun.
Really?
Yeah.
The fuck? How could you forget that?
That's why Keith is here.
You are so lucky.
It's the big poker tournament.
Let me just say something. Oh, what the fuck? If you didn't have money, let me tell you something. let me tell you what you're going to be. You're going to be like that fucking Ginger Baker guy.
Oh, shit.
Smoking cigarettes with a bunch of horses you can't afford. You better fucking get your shit together. No. Treat this cocksucker right.
We're actually going to officially announce it this week, December 5th and 6th, up in Mohegan, 200 person.
Yes.
Poker tournament.
Wow.
We're
going to be a good one.
We're
going to
have a couple comedians from the show.
What's
friends,
the buy-in going to be?
I think it's 100.
That's nothing.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all. That's cheap. That's big tournament. Yeah.
I want to go to this. When is
it? Oh, man.
December 5th. I think you're out of town because I was looking at your schedule to try and book you up there, actually.
I'd love to fucking play poker.
That would be fun. That's,
and you got a lot of guys that come over your house and play poker.
Oh, yeah. We got that. And then the blackjack afterwards. Once I get knocked out, I'll go to blackjack. And that gets fucking insane.
Yeah. What's the most you've ever won?
About 190,000.
Damn.
Yeah.
What close?
Find me a rich motherfucker out there.
If you haven't seen Anthony play blackjack, it's worth the drive to Mohegan just to spend an hour and watch him play blackjack.
And lose my money to him?
It's a fucking spectacle.
Don't you have a pillow?
I used to have a pillow that I'd bring down and punch. Keith would hold it, and I'd fucking cocksuck. And then they'd be like, the language. Like, I'm not calling you the cunt. I'm calling the cards cunt.
Maybe we should get you a pillow iPhone case so you can't fucking ruin your career again.
Bobby. I got you back, man.
That's great, man. That sounds like a fucking
blast. It's going to be a lot of fun, man.
What else,
buddy?
It's
going to be a good time. So that, on anthonycumia.com, we're going to have all the details this week. If you're up in that area, you want to come up, there'll be registration, rooms, everything, orgies.
There's going to be orgies?
Oh, absolutely.
Plenty orgies, of sure.
Are you going to be in an orgy?
Nice sex and
I can finally sleep with the girl that I that I've always the love.
Said orgy, not bestiality.
The girl of your dreams.
I was going to show up with a balloon.
He's going to show up with a balloon and fucking
a balloon
in tears. That's what she showed up with.
She'd take it and fucking hand it back to me with your jizz all over it.
Yeah.
Here you go, dude. Here you go, fatty. Bring this down to the buffet.
Balloon.
I would slug a balloon if you gave it to me.
You would?
No, slug it.
What do you mean slug it?
Like punch it?
You know what slugs do?
Like what do you mean?
What does slug do?
What do slugs do? They leave a nice glue.
Oh, a trail?
Slime. Slime it.
She'd slug it for you.
Dude, I want to be you. Listen, this is what you
just
did.
Drop an N-bomb into that mic.
How bad you want to be? How bad you want to be slugged? Do you want to get slugged?
I like my career.
You want to get slugged?
Nope, because I love people. I love people, and I love my life.
Yeah.
And I think we're all equal, and I think we're trying, and we all need to love each other more.
So positive.
Rainbow above this motherfucker. I really
he's riding on that balloon right now.
Holy fuck.
I really do have the ticket to end everything right here in my fat lips.
We all do. It's terrible.
Yeah, you're the only one who fucking pulled the trigger.
Oh, you said it. Oh.
All you had to do was sleep. All you had to do was sleep for four more hours.
Oh man.
All you had to do was go to sleep.
Wow. All right.
If you're listening, you didn't hear that. Rewind the podcast.
Wild.
Wow. Okay, here we go. Oh, shit. What I'm saying is, though, you got married at young age, you got married, and then you got the career. Now you're 68, and you're fucking, how old are you?
Jesus Christ.
I'm just going by what
I'm
seeing.
You.
I'm just looking at your face. How old are you? So look at your girl.
53.
She just got nervous. She started biting her fingernails again. She got her biting fingernail habit that you fucking painted that fucking terrible fingernail polish on to get rid of. Stop biting your nails. You're embarrassing me at the fucking store.
It's not the same, though, because she doesn't have braces anymore. So.
Yeah, that's true. Braces are kind of nice.
So, but, so she's fine. I can't even take her. She's so hot. Jesus I can't God. Take her. I would literally fucking grab my wife and baby by the ankle.
Oh my God.
No, I'm kidding.
He's the worst.
You gotta go.
I love it.
No, I'm kidding.
I love it.
But you're living your life.
Yeah, well,
I mean, you're having a fucking blast right now.
Yes, Knockwood again. Literally. It is not literally a blast.
The only thing that would make that better if right now you just grabbed your chest and fell right into camera.
Oh my God. Oh, shit.
End it.
Then we see her.
Mean.
She's so happy she gets everything.
We see her walk out with fucking Will.
Let's go back to the compound
that I own.
That's not a bad situation.
Dude, thank you for coming on. Make sure you check out his show.
Yes,
subscribe to
you.
It. It's look, man.
And we got a free week coming up, Thanksgiving week.
That's great. So look at all these shows. Out. You know, it's good that you are charged. I mean, you're charging for something, but you're getting way more for your money than you. Than a lot of other things. You're getting all these shows, all these back contents, all this other shit that you're doing. It's amazing.
Guests, hijinks, shenanigans,
it's
video,
crazy.
HD. So it's, you know, we've got the video content there and everything.
Your brother's doing his own show now, too.
He's out of his fucking mind, my brother. Yes.
Guilty by association, baby. Yeah,
that's what he says. Yes.
Okay, well, all right, I'll get your tone.
No, Joe.
No,
Joe's a pisser.
The competition fucking bothers
you.
He's crazy. No, I was trying to promote a show, but you're like, hey, he's out of his mind. Listen. No. All right. So let's go through the fucking ranks right now. Z, what do you got?
You can check me out on boxtalk.com. I have a bi-weekly podcast that I do with a fellow vagina.
I heard about that. What's the name of it?
It's called The Litter Box. Okay. It's basically like two chick. Yeah, The Litter Box. Turd. Two. Turd. Sam actually came up with some great turd liners for us. Just two girls talking about rock and roll, talking about dudes, dicks, dick pics. Your dick pic is going to come up. You know that, right? King Kong over here. King Kong over here.
I'm sorry. We're going to give him cocaine next time he's on the show.
Well, I'm listening to her, Bobby. You say don't talk all at once. What the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
I didn't hear anything you just said.
I
don't even know what you just said.
Your own rules to your own
attention!
Podcast.
Attention!
Oh. At ease.
Go ahead.
Yes. Check us out. Boxtalk.com. Two vaginas, two clams chatting, doing our thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I like clams.
I want to thank you. It was, listen.
Clams casino.
Put them steamed on a plate.
Why you got it?
You know that gourmet shit, son?
Oh, yeah.
Where are you coming from? At the end of the show.
He's getting fired up right now.
Listen, I want to thank you for coming on.
Yeah,
it was
of course.
This is a crazy first show to come on.
Why fucking not?
But you fucking handled yourself well, and I appreciate you coming on. You come back on again?
Anytime, baby.
You're the best.
Anytime.
What do you got? I'm going to get you last. Will, you go.
You could follow me on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Are you dying? What's happening?
Will Sylvince, WILSYLVINCE. I'll be at Lovely Live this weekend.
All right, this show comes out on Monday.
Okay, well, I'll be done with Lovely Live.
Nah. There's a lot of people in the chat room, so make sure.
But then none of them, they're all his somewhere. Friends. They're not going to see him.
Yeah, they're all Anthony's fans.
Oh, Jesus.
No, that's not
he's
true.
He's getting empowered right
it's
now.
It's not like he's a fucking.
I know.
They're ONA fans. That split off.
Close.
That, you know, they love Patrice and Keith and everybody. That's ridiculous to say.
They loved all two of them.
Huh?
That's awful. Jesus. Well, it's true. We all know it.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that are true, but you don't have to fucking whip them out of the end, you cocksucker, because you had too many heinies.
I know I loved Patrice.
I did, too.
That was fantastic.
I do, too. I checked out his hat. I have his hat. Is here. It's right there.
Right there. I was looking at that before.
I fucking love him. I miss him so much.
A little shrine in the basement myself.
All right, so you got Will Sylvince, and you got everybody listening live right now. Do me a favor. Go to his Twitter, follow Will Sylvince, and also go see him this weekend and tweet out his retweet his dates and spread the word on Facebook and Twitter. Get a bunch of people out to see him this weekend over at the Levity Live in Nyack, right?
Yes, sir.
Great club, great place to see comedy. Go check out Will. He's fucking hilarious. I mean, you're going to need an interpreter for some of the show. Yeah. But that's part of the fun with Will. You're going to go, what the fuck did he just say? I think he said two, two, two. I don't know. Or he's wearing a toupee. I don't know what he said. But no, Will is fucking one of the funniest guys walking right now. You've really gotten a lot better.
Wow.
Oh my God. Consolation prize. Silver medal. No,
that was kidding. Worse than what I said.
No, Will is. Dude, I was in fucking Bermuda with this kid. Will, he went up he went up every fucking night and annihilated. Yeah. Clean. Like, we had to be clean because it was these, you know, Bermuda crowd. He fucking went up. First of all, it's like 100 fucking degrees in the place. He's wearing that hat. And he didn't sweat. I don't know what it was, a cultural thing. I don't know what the fuck it was.
With a dick like that, who needs it?
Oh, shit.
My fucking.
God.
I'm so. I haven't had sex in so long. I'm so turned on right now. I just wish my dick was was presentable. It's just not presentable. Like, even if you were like, I want to suck it right now, I don't care. I'd have to care. Because you'd be like, ah, I thought
he's
I didn't care.
He's pointing to Keith for but I do care.
pointing to Keith, not you.
But his asshole is squeaky clean.
What?
Yeah, that's true. You,
that trail.
You squeaky got that out.
Follow the yellow brick road.
You fucking cocksucker. All right, Mike Brown, what do you got?
Oh, yeah. Yo, check it. Check it. What up, y'all? You know who it is. Mike Brown at Yo Mike Brown on Twitter. Blah, 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 blah. Follow your boy. And for any of the white listeners out there, if you want to check out something, if you're listening right now live on Adult Swim tonight, there's a new Tom Sharpling project, New Bridge. It's a live action joint, and I'm in that. So go watch that on Adult Swim. Don't know when that's coming out time wise, but just watch it and shit. Yeah. Comedy Outlaws, Blau.
Great, man. Blau.
Blau.
So at the end, when you're Mike Brown, it's clack, 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 clack.
Yeah.
And when you're just white.
Yeah, like a kind of mainstream, because I want
a shotgun.
Yeah, it's like
turkey hunting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, see, you gotta hunt the turkey. Hunt the turkey.
Like, that's Mike's interpretation of mainstream.
Yeah.
Granddad's shotgun. Yeah, the old one.
Blap and plow.
Could you fucking have any fucking whiter serial killer fans show up next time? This fucking guy. Is that a toupee? What is that?
No, you have like the cast of Archer in the room.
What the fuck? I mean, my man's got his sunglasses.
Young Garrett's always had a good head of hair on him.
He looks like every music teacher ever.
I'm cool, man. I'm cool.
Did you bring your piccolo?
He's the one who lures in all the children for his aunt. Play that music, everybody.
B. Collins, what do you got, kid?
Comedy Outliers. We're in New York Comedy Festival. We sold out of our general seating today, but we do have standing room. If you guys come out Saturday, 78 Reed Street, downtown Manhattan, come through. The show starts at 7 p.m. Sold out, but we have Soder. We have Damian Lemon. We got Michelle Wolf. Huge lineup. Mark Norman's on it. It's insane. Yeah. So
I was on it.
You were on it. But then
Bobby's on it, too.
Yeah,
you sold out. You don't need me.
I know. So Bobby's not on it no more. But you know,
I'm doing. I gotta do comics. Come
hopefully
home.
Hopefully we can get you on the show. Though.
I will definitely.
Hopefully we can get you on the show.
I want to do your show, man.
Yeah.
I really. I'm a bit of fan of Key and Peele for a long time. And to come down and do your show, maybe do some improvs. I got some improvs. Would you do hands or something?
You guys can follow me at Mr. Key _ B. Collins. Come on, man. Don't talk over it. Don't talk over it.
How funny
I got
an
_.
How funny is Key and Peele, though?
They're fucking hilarious. Shit. They are hilarious.
Dude, fuck you, dude. When they did that fucking football shit, when they came out and they were doing the names.
I didn't.
Dude, you got to see this. They do.
You know he didn't see it. You know he didn't see it. He was watching American History X when that shit was on.
I know my mission.
Listen to me.
Between Key and Peele and FX.
That show is funny as hell.
What's that?
Bad rap. Key and Peele.
Great acting.
Let me tell you something. They do this thing where it's almost like a, what is it? Like a all-star game. Football. Like what do they call the football one?
Like NBC football. They do the names.
They do the names, yo. And they tell their college. Dude, but the names keep getting ridiculous and ridiculous. Just more.
Ridiculous.
Give me the fucking handkerchief.
Ridiculous.
Your handkerchief.
You don't get the handkerchief for Mushmouth, by the way.
Well, this should be a out of rehab. I didn't read.
This should be a different fucking handkerchief for Willmouth. All right, you should be the last person to fuck with. I say ridiculous, and you went, I know what he means.
It's true.
For Christmas,
ridiculous.
Bobby, for Christmas, I'm gonna give you a thesaurus. That's what we're gonna do.
Give him the handkerchief.
Damn it! What the fuck?
Well, first of all, why are you doing smart jokes, asshole? Dude, I'm going to give you a thesaurus.
This is so vanilla right now.
I read a lot of books.
What do you got, Scopo?
Just give me on Twitter, at Chris Scopo. And Bobby's dates. So this weekend, if you're listening live, you'll be at the Comics Come Home in the Boston Garden.
The lineup is fucking stupid. Do you know Burr's on it?
Oh, shit.
Jimmy Fallon, you said?
Jimmy Fallon. Oh, who else?
Damn.
Everybody's
on. Al Madrigal? Was it Al Madrigal?
It's. I don't know where I'm. Anywhere you go on this lineup.
Who's closing that show?
I don't fucking know, dude. But
I thought you said last time you were closing.
I closed it last year, wow. Which was fucking. Oh, I was going.
Mayor Menino.
Jimmy Fallon. Is he dead? Did he die?
Yeah, he just died.
Shit.
Like Thursday.
Oh, that sucks.
I know. We had the news first.
You guys fucking made fun of him for 10 years.
20 years ago. That's what we got fired for up there. He said that Menino was dead.
I remember that.
But that was, 18 years ago.
Yeah, you guys always.
That was the first firing.
You guys have no.
Yeah, that was.
The first
accustomed
firing.
To it.
You're on your third firing. Maybe you should check out the signpost God's been giving you. hey, you get fired. Fired, heart attack, and fired. You're still going to fuck young chicks and drink. Good for you.
Living the life.
Can't wait till you get to heaven. I gave you a heart attack and fired you 3 times. You couldn't take the hit, you fucking cocksucker? I just want to make the announcement right here. First of all, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll has a date. It's April 6th. It's an air date. So that's cool. They usually don't get that. Usually film it, and then they figure out where it's going to be. This show will be on FX in April, which is awesome.
Congrats, man.
Great. Nice. Other great news, my comedy my hour special that I shot at Village Underground, which Jim Serpico, with Bobcat, produced. We put up the money. He put up all the money. I didn't get paid shit. We took a big risk doing it ourselves, where we wanted to do it, with the people we wanted to do it. Comedy Central bought it. Nice. So I can announce it. Everything's done. So it's going to be airing on Comedy Central, my hour special, live from the Village Underground in January. And it's also on Netflix, did too. So it'll be on Netflix.
That's
after that.
Soon.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well,
I'm sorry, Bobby. Congratulations. I'm sorry. I shot guns.
Congratulations. It's the first time I ever took a risk in my career where, I might have, had to sell these things at the Tampa Improv to get Serpico's college kid money back, This kid was going to go to a fucking community college because of me, but it worked out.
They have to rescue me. I don't think so. Oh, really?
These guys.
Your name was under the producer thing.
Well, yeah, he's
after a few years on a hit show, you're all right.
Yeah, he's got.
But you're right.
Well,
Spider.
Nah. I mean, yeah, but look, he's got 3 shows. They got 3 shows on the air right now. Sirens on USA, Marin, and then Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll is filming now, and maybe something else coming out of the pipe soon, which is even, it's fucking crazy. But anyways, that's great news. So you'll be able to check it out. And I'm so psyched we're at Comedy Central because, all those people over there are fucking great. And that's it. That's my news. Any other dates for me?
Yeah, you got Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant, November 14th and 15th.
And that's it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's just
no more.
That's all my dates. Oh, I'm going to be at New Year's Eve. Check this out. I just booked this. New Year's Eve, Comedy Connection, Rhode Island. 2 shows. That's it. I'm going to be, so get your tickets now. New Year's Eve. Spend your New Year's Eve with me, Bob Kelly.
Ooh.
And, this has been a fucking incredible YKWD.
Fun.
You guys, thank you for coming in. The producer, what's his name again?
Crew.
Keith. What's your crew? What's your crew's name?
Well, of course, Keith, Rat.
Of course, Keith, the main producer.
And,
Rat is the actual director.
And
then we got Missy.
A friend hanging out.
Stinky's a friend. I don't know why you call him Stinky. Probably, I don't know.
He used to smell like weed.
He looks like the guy from Eastbound and Down. What was that guy, Kenny, from Eastbound and Down?
He looks like all of them. The cast. Adrian, thank you so much. Deepu, you got any gigs?
No, just follow me on Twitter at R2Deepu.
Make sure you follow him on Twitter. It's cute, right?
Very I love
it.
That's so cute.
I want to hate it, but
cute and clever.
I want to hate it, but I can't. And if you have a podcast and you want to hire Deepu to come in and fucking work shit out, please.
Are you about to fire me? Is that what's going on?
I'm not firing you. I don't know how you did that spinning fucking YKWD. Yeah.
I don't know either, so you're fucking staying.
A lot of people are talking about, Keith on the chat, by the way. Can I just read off a couple of...
Please. Oh, now you want to read the chat.
Keith.
I'm fucking closing the fucking show out. I just had a fucking great thing. Al, go ahead.
Just real quick, Keith looks uncomfortable. Keith is always uncomfortable. He is the worst on the mic. Keith Keith makes us uncomfortable. Keith looks like a Jew. Keith running behind Ant on JRE was phenomenal. Rhett is a Jew, but that's not his fault.
Well, that's true. It's all true.
You didn't have to show. Yeah, let's end the show on that.
All right.
Dude, I got a show on FX coming up. Can you fucking stop dropping the J-bomb so much? The fuck? You're Indian. You can get away with it. You have a people.
That's why I'm here.
I have nobody. I have white people. Apparently they turn on you fucking like they did Ant.
Exactly. Like the shower scene in American History X.
And we come full circle. You guys, great show. Thank you for listening. You know what?
Thank you.
Podcast.
Thank
you.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs. Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs. Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.